following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strome and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
And sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. It's week four of the 2017 football season, and the 3-0 Clay County Bulldogs are saying their prayers for a 4-0 start. Don't expect the 3-0 Mount Juliet Christian Academy Saints to be willing to lay down and answer those prayers, though. The black and gold have made the westward trip on I-40 to Edsui Field, home of the Saints, on this gorgeous late summer night. The Saints have scored an average of 45 points a game over their first three wins, while the Dogs have allowed an average of only 8 points a game during the historic start to their season. Tonight, something's got to give, and somebody's going to lose, here at the Battle of the Unbeatens.
Welcome to the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football featuring producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strome and Thomas Weaver.
David is the Upper Cumberland's only authorized retailer, offering a combination of DirecTV, Dish Network, HughesNet, Exceed, Frontier, Charter, and Twin Lakes service.
Clay County fans, give him a call at 931-528-5233 or look him up on Facebook for all your technology needs. Because when you contact David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet, you'll be dealing with somebody like you, not a corporate contractor.
Though David Benjamin is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football and the Horizon Sports Network.
Homer Improvement, when you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County coach Matt Bates, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. This is the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet Pregame Show. We're once again thrilled to have all of you with us for our fourth broadcast of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network. For the second time this season, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strome, bringing you the play-by-play action tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm thrilled to be accompanied this evening by our network producer, Rob Edwards.
Thank you, Daniel. Good to be here with you guys again. Hope everyone can hear us here. We've got a lot of background music tonight.
We do. We're sitting here high atop Ed Suey Field, and the PA has turned on with the music. We hope it's not bleeding on us too much, but we're going to kick it now to Thomas Weaver, who's also with us. He's our analyst and statistician, and kind of this was his brainchild, this broadcast. Let's let him talk a little bit about the Horizon Sports Network.
Well, first off, Daniel, it's great to be here. It just feels like football out here. It can't get much better than this. We've got our first taste of fall this week, and Bulldog football is back.
It is.
3-0. Clay County's 3-0 for the first time in 20 years. The community's excited. The team's excited. I'm excited. We're all excited. And we couldn't have dreamed up a better way to kick off the inaugural season of the Horizon Sports Network. Not only have the Dogs given us plenty of thrills so far, the support we've had towards getting this thing off the ground has just been impressive. We wouldn't be sitting here in Mount Juliet with kind of windy on top of here, but we wouldn't be sitting here ready to get call our fourth game live without our long list of generous sponsors who all took a chance on us, just to be honest with you, Daniel,
right,
of us being able to pull this thing off. But they did, and we have. Not only due to our advertisers' backing, but because of you two guys going all in with me, too. So
it's been a team effort, and it's almost effortless because it's just a pleasure to cover these fine young men.
Well, the Del Hall Horizon family appreciates you both and all of our broadcast sponsors. Well, for anyone that may have hit the play button for the first time tonight on the live player at DelHallHorizon.com, or for those that might have missed our pregames in the past 3 weeks, I want to remind them and all of our loyal listeners out there that the Horizon Sports Network is simply an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper we've been publishing here in Salina for right at 15 years. So we hope everyone will remember to pick up a copy of the Horizon next week for full coverage of this game against Mount Juliet Christian and much more. And we'll kind of recap last week's game here, Daniel. Last week's paper told the story of the Dogs' historic 22-6 win over Republic with a front-page headline that read, 3-0, baby, Dogs off to the best start in 20 years. And if I do say so myself, I thought it looked pretty sharp, too, thanks to the great action shot of seniors Seth Ogletree and Seth Mackey, taken in the driving rain by Amy Dotson.
Beautiful picture.
I still don't know how she pulled that one off.
One of the best Horizon covers front pages that I've seen.
Well, besides her photo, which my brother John incorporated into an eye-catching layout, I better brag on him too.
That.
Just like you said, it was pretty sharp. The Horizon Tories story told how Clay County not only gritted out the wind to remain unbeaten, but how they did so despite the remnants of Hurricane Harvey pouring down on them the entire game. It was nasty out there, Daniel.
It certainly was a nasty night. This time, let's jump right in and take a look at that scoring summary that I've garnered from the pages of the Horizon. The Bulldogs struck on their first possession of the game with junior Jared Markham running a 3-yard touchdown, capping a 6-play drive. A failed 2-point conversion left the Dogs leading 6-0. On the last play of the first quarter, Republic connected on a 72-yard touchdown pass to tie the game. A failed extra point attempt left the score knotted at 6 at the end of 1. The only score of the second quarter came when senior Seth Mackey finished off an 11-play drive with a 4-yard touchdown run. Mackey added the conversion, putting the black and gold up 14-6 at the half. After a scoreless third quarter and multiple turnovers, the Dogs got their final points of the contest on a 1-yard Jared Markham touchdown run out of the Wildcat set. Markham threw a 2-point conversion to sophomore Jake Ashlock to seal the win with a final score of 22-6, putting the Dogs at that 3-0 start.
What a win. You know, Daniel, Coach Bates described that game with words like slop fest,
yeah,
and quagmire in the paper because the conditions were so tough. And like your summary described, points and stats were hard to come by.
Well, John Peoples Field held up pretty good to the deluge that it was exposed to over that 48-hour period. However, not a dry piece of any player, not a dry ball, not a dry person in the stands, of whom several there were. A very wet night for sure.
And still, in those conditions, junior running back, Jared Markham, like you said, you mentioned his name there, he led the way for the second week in a row with another 100-yard night. He was the leading rusher, had 22 carries for 121 yards and two TDs you described, while Seth Overtree, who's not far behind Markham on the season totals that I saw you calculated this week, he's been really consistent. And again, he had another good night, 61 yards on 10 carries.
Great contribution.
He did. And then the starting senior, who we'll get to later, who we interviewed in our Inside the Locker Room segment, Seth Mackey. He had 6 carries for 30 yards, a touchdown, and a 2-point conversion. Ashlock at quarterback, he had 7 scrambles for 6 yards. And then the senior, Matt Jacoby, came in, had 1 carry, negative 2 yards. But that accounting for the remainder of 216 yards Clay County amassed on the ground. So
good
another
night.
Good night.
A good night. 3 good nights on the ground so far.
All right. Passing yards, they were kind of virtually non-existent due to the weather. Ashlock went 2 for 7 for 7 yards. And then, like you said, Markham threw the 2-point conversion to Ashlock to make the passing total 3 for 8 for 10 yards. B.J. Emerton had 1 catch for 5, and Mackey had the 1 for 2 yards. In total, excuse me, the Dogs racked up 226 yards and 3 touchdowns on 54 plays, while Republic were left with only 88 total yards.
Great job by that defense. Obviously, the offensive stats were great. Talking with defensive coordinator David Maxfield earlier today, kind of his motto he shared with me on the season thus far had been stone cold. He wanted his defense to play stone cold, and certainly they have through these first 3 games.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, they've shut them down. And Friday night, defensively, it was the 2 freshmen that stepped up and led this team. They tied as the leading solo tackler with 6 each, and they both had a sack. Well, talk about them, Daniel. I mean, 2 freshmen coming in here making an impact already.
Well, I have talked a lot about them to many people over the last several days. I don't remember the last time that 2 freshmen came in. Certainly, we've had some good ones over the years, but it's arguable that they're our best defensive down linemen, front 5 in the 50 defense. Both of them very quick. Both of them have a nose for the football. And the biggest thing, no fear whatsoever in either of those young gentlemen.
And they did that, of course. I don't know if you mentioned earlier, but Dylan Maxfield was out last week along with Will Ogletree, sir, with our defensive leader on the sidelines and really our second best.
And Will's our second leading tackler, I think,
right.
So our top 2 leading tacklers out of the game.
Right.
Those 2 gentlemen rose to the occasion.
They sure did. And also junior Jaden Hayden Cherry, I apologize, he had 5 big tackles and a sack. He's had a great start to his junior campaign. You talked about him on the way up here.
Yeah, Hayden's a kid that is a coach, and I did coach his first 2 years of play prior to this year. You love being around him. Positive attitude, always there, never complains, just wants to know how he can help. And how he's helping so far this year is by showing excellent technique on the field. Defensive coaching staff's doing a great job there. Hayden's responded, and so far he's had multiple tackles for loss in each of the first 3 games.
And I talked to Coach Bates about that, too. I know we may be getting off track here a little bit, but we need to talk about this team a little bit. Coach White, he's really teaching that technique on the defensive side of the ball, and Cherry's a product of that. We better quickly move on. Senior James Short had 5 on the night. Gabe Henson, 4. Joseph Jolin, 2. Senior Eli Watson, 2. Seth Overtree, Wesley Huff, B.J. Emerton, and Mr. Donaldson had 1 each. Again, we want everybody to remember they can find that same information and more from tonight's game, including photos, in the racks this week on Tuesday and in the mail on Wednesday. Another thing we always do at this time is to encourage everybody listening, give your friends a call, text, share, post, message, whatever you do these days. get the word out to all your friends, family, followers, whoever right now. Tell them to go to DaleHallHorizon.com to hear tonight's game. And remember to check out our archives link, Daniel, because once the game's called live, it'll always be there to go back and listen to anytime. So while everybody's on the phone spreading the word, we'll take a short break. We'll be right back with more of the David Benjamin TV Phone and Internet pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Mount Juliet Christian, a battle of the unbeatens.
Yes, sir.
Here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network, featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We're back on the David Benjamin TV phone and internet pregame show. And now it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and agency manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, take us through the Bulldogs' opponents of last week.
Well, thank you, Daniel. I'll start where we always start, at the top of the Bulldogs' schedule. And with Jackson County last week, they were shut out by Westmoreland, score of 33-0. Jackson now stands at 1-2 on the season, and they travel to the Red Barn Springs tonight.
Could be a battle there, Coach.
Very well could be a tight battle.
It certainly could. As I said, Red Bullin hosting Jackson tonight. Red Bullin's also 1-2. They're coming off a 28-6 thumping as a courtesy of Gordonsville.
Gordonsville got the win column.
They did. Republic High School last week, Clay County 22, Republic 6. Republic this week, I don't know who scheduled this game, guys, but they're playing the defending 6A state champion Oakland Patriots.
Coach Bates mentioned that in last week's interview.
That's
how much people didn't know about the team that Creasy and the gang were going to be in Salina last Friday night.
Matt Julia Christian, Dogs opponent tonight, as we know, sitting at 3-0. They shut out Concord Christian last week, 47-0. As Daniel mentioned earlier, it's 42, 45, and 47 scored by the Saints this season.
They're definitely high-powered, aren't they?
They are.
Monterey Wildcats sit at 1-2 after a 7-0 shutout of Joe Burns last week. It's homecoming on the mountain this week, guys, as they host the Huntland Hornets, who are 0-2. East Robertson's at 2-1. They beat Cascade last week, 45-8. This week, they're playing Joe Burns, and Joe Burns is 1-1. Those will be back-to-back opponents for Clay County here in a few weeks, East Robertson, then Joe Burns. Joe Burns, as I said earlier, lost 7-0 at Monterey, and they're at East Robertson this week.
That's an in-county battle there, Coach, up in Robertson County. It might get a little heated. There's another one going on this week down in Jasper, as they call it, Marion County versus South Pittsburgh. I got a friend of mine I've been talking to about it all week. That's the kind of rivalry game I wish we could have with someone.
That's one of those, they'll have a $10,000 gate down there tonight. Several thousand people will come out to watch that game.
I wonder if that one over in Robertson County is anywhere close to that.
I don't know.
It would be hard to match it, I would think, guys. There was a great article in the that you sent us today, Thomas, from the Chattanooga newspaper about that. If folks get a chance to read it, it's really conducive to what we expect football rivalries to be.
Right.
Moving on, Sail Creek sit at 0-3, 61-7 losers to number one team in single A, South Pitt. Tonight they're at Copper Basin for a Region 3A showdown, and one of those two is going to get a win tonight. They're both 0-3.
Would you call that a showdown?
Well, they would.
Okay.
They would. Pickett County, 1-1. They were idle last week. Tonight they're going to travel north to the Bluegrass State, take on Clinton County, Kentucky.
That's become a pretty good rivalry between those two schools.
Indeed. Not far apart either.
No, pretty close geographically.
And Gordonsville Tigers, 1-2. They got in the win column last week, 28-6 over Red Bull. And tonight they travel to a very good Trousdale County team.
They're on a roll. Daniel, help me out. I can't remember who they beat, but they thrashed somebody.
Well, they killed Watertown, 36-0.
And Lebanon. I think they beat Lebanon as well.
I remember hearing your Budget Pest Control scoreboard updates and following that game last week, Coach.
So the Bulldogs' opponents currently have an overall record of 11-16 on the season. And guys, let's talk just a minute. I know it's early, but Region 4A standings: Clay County sitting in first, 2-0. Gordonsville Monterey tied at second, 1-0. Joe Burns 0-1, Republic 0-1, Red Bull 0-2, and Pickett's yet to play a region game. So,
you
know,
dogs
in the lead, sitting in a good spot.
I think so. It is early, Coach Edwards, but I've made mention time or two this week. Wouldn't surprise me if the Bulldogs were able to play their first home playoff game ever at the facility there at Clay County High School. The last home playoff game we had was in 1996, but obviously that was at the old field. So very exciting times. A lot of season left, but if they finish 1-2 in this region, we'll get the chance to do that.
Well, you know, the picture's preseason number 4, I think, with Gordonsville at the top. So far, I don't see a whole lot of separation. But I tell you one thing, it's pretty nice, pulling up Coach T, looking at those region standings, and seeing Clay County at the top.
Well, guys, it is nice to see, and we'd love to get that home playoff game. If the season ended tonight, we'd be hosting either Copper Basin or Sail Creek, both who are winless.
The winner of that game, I suppose.
Yeah.
We get,
yeah.
I think that's what we're talking about here. You know, you finish fourth, you make that trip to South Pittsburgh.
Right.
More often than not.
Kind of a death sentence almost.
You know, right. So first and third is where you want to be.
It is. It's certainly so.
Guys, this has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. Now I'm going to kick it over to two former gunslingers from Salina Clay County High School. They got some interest in Bite of Bulldog history. Now, you guys may call one another's name a couple times tonight.
Well, we may do it. Before we get into the most prolific passers in our history, I do want to briefly talk about the history that exists between Mount Juliet Christian and Clay County. It is time for Bite of Bulldog history, brought to you by Tarrant Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. Clay County and Mount Juliet Christian played in the same region from 2003 to 2008. So tonight isn't the first time the Saints and Dogs have met. It's actually the seventh. The Bulldogs on a 6-0 record against MJC, never having lost a game to the Saints. Several players have shown brightly during those wins. First of all, on the offensive side and rushing, Nolan Dale back in 2007 had 151 yards on the ground along with 3 touchdowns. Kyle Whitlow in 2003 had 161 yards on the ground accompanied by 4 touchdowns. Eric Trowball in 2004 had 169 yards on the ground. T.J. Key comes in at second with 210 yards in 2008. He also had 3 touchdowns and the longest rushing touchdown against the Saints with a 77-yard touchdown run. Trey Richardson, if I'm not mistaken, this is our single-game leader of all time, had 312 yards against the Saints in 2006, along with 5 touchdowns on the ground. Passing, there's not as much history against the Saints. Chase Stevens in 2003 threw for 156 yards. And as far as receiving touchdowns go, Jonathan Frazier caught 2 of those passes from Stevens in 2003 to have 2 touchdowns. On the defensive side of the ball, Michael Miller in 2005 recorded 14 tackles against the Saints.
Voice of the Bulldogs.
Voice of the Bulldogs at home and during basketball season, Michael Miller. Interception-wise, Andrew Campbell and Cody Collins both have two apiece. Campbell in 2005, Collins in 2008. And Scott Brown had a long 65-yard interception return for touchdown in 2008 against the Saints. We've covered that history, and we're at this time, without further ado, we're going to jump right on in and take a look at some more all-time leaders that we began on last week's broadcast. We covered Rushing Thomas last week, and we're going to jump into to passing tonight to go through several names that we've all heard before. So we're going to start with passing touchdown leaders in a single game. We have five gentlemen who are tied for third on the list with four touchdowns each thrown in their careers in a single game at Salina or Clay County High School. Roger Short threw four touchdowns against Monterey in 1976. Alex McLaren had four against Oliver Springs in 2010. Nolan Dale threw for four against Kings Academy in 2008. Stephen Arms accomplished the feat twice, and once in 1987 against Baxter, and once in 1988 against Harpeth.
I think, Daniel, they may, I know one name, if not a couple there, we'll be listing several times as we get deep into this. You had all of the ones that were tied for third with four. I got the top two. Hadn't happened much. At any level, if you think about it, Tom Brady or anybody.
Right.
Five touchdown passes. And the first one, tied for first, is Seth Mackey, who's a current player now. He had five in 2015 versus Zion Christian. And the second one at the top, our uncle, player, coach, football man, Bill Napier, had five against Red Bowling Springs in 1974.
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we have length to these segments and a certain amount of time that we can spend to talk, and we'll call some more of these names again, but, you know, just listing those ones right there, that's a who's who of quarterbacks for Clay County. Napier and Arms, Dale, McLaren, Short, Mackey, several great leaders on that list. So that was single touchdowns, or touchdowns in a single game. Now we'll jump over to yardage in a single game.
And there he is again, Mackey, a current player, who we will probably be calling his name tonight. He sits at number 10 with 233 yards just 2 years ago in 2015 versus Pickett County. Number 9, Mr. Arms again, 236 versus Livingston. I always like to see a good night against those
the Hall guy. Yeah.
Yeah. In 1987, I'm sure that was a win, 236 yards for Stephen Arms. And then we said it last week. There you are, cuz. Daniel Strong, folks, 239 yards in 1999 versus DeKalb County. And then we get a tied for the sixth place here. Gary Spark Short. With 245 versus Westmoreland in 1983. And then Josh Endicott in 2014 also had that 245 yards passing versus Clinton County. And that wraps up 5 through 10.
Now we're going to move on to the top five, coming in at fifth on the list with 258 yards against Livingston in 1989 with Stephen Arms. At fourth, all the way back in 1976, with 265 yards passing, was Roger Short against Monterey. Tied for second, both Stephen Arms and Seth Mackey have ignites of 274 passing yards. Mackey's coming against Zion Christian Academy in 15, and Stephen Arms back in 1988 against Good Pasture. And sitting alone at the top of the single yardage passing for a game list, the only quarterback to have exceeded 300 yards is Alex McLaren with 308 yards against Oliver Springs in 2010.
That's a heck of a game right there, 300 yards passing. One thing I want to mention on this list, it may be kind of alluding to some things to come. You know, you see Stephen Arms on there three times in that single game passing leaders. Now we'll quickly go to our third segment here. We're going to go from game. Excuse me, folks. I'm kind of choked up tonight. We're going to go from game leaders to season leaders, and we'll start with touchdowns.
Okay, so let's take a look at that. So first of all, coming in at ninth with 10 touchdowns on the season in 1981 was Gary Eads. As we mentioned last week, Eads was a 1,000-yard rusher at his time at quarterback, but also pretty efficient through the air, throwing for 10 scores in 81. Tied at sixth, we have three individuals, Stephen Arms, Seth Mackey, and Roger Short, all threw for 11 touchdowns in their respective seasons. Arms in 1989, Mackey in 2015, and Roger Short in 1976.
Then we go into the top five. There's McLaren again, who had the most passing yards in the game. He also had 12 touchdowns in 2010 to sit at number five. And then Brandon Stewart played 1 year. Back in 2013, had 14 to take number four. And then here he comes again, Mr. Stephen Arms. He not only was tied for six on this list, but he also holds down the third and the second spot with 15 in 88 and then 17 the year before in 1987.
Amazing.
It is. And then there he is, the man I affectionately like to call Unc. I've got a few uncles I call that, but Uncle Bill Napier, the most passing touchdowns in a season in his historic year in 1974. He had 19, Daniel.
You know, that team went 10-1 that year. There's four teams in my mind that stick out to me in Clay County history, and we're going to talk about them throughout our broadcast on the Rising Sports Network. But that's the 1954 Tobacco Bowl team, the 1974 team that was 10-1 and won the Lions Bowl, the 1985 team that went to the semifinals, and the 1990 team, who was the only team to finish the regular season 10-0. Lost in the second round of the playoffs, finished with an 11-1 record. But that 74 team, when Napier had 19 yards passing, one of the big four teams, in my opinion, in our history. So that wraps up passing touchdown leaders in a season. We'll move on to yardage leaders in a season.
And we start with that man again at number 10, Stephen Arms. Looks like this is from 1,000 yards and up, somewhere in that neighborhood. We had eight listings before Arms of 814 to 1,007. Arms had 1,009 yards in 1988 to take number 10. And then a name we hadn't come across before, my predecessor, Mike Adams, had 1,025 yards in 1991. And there you are again, partner.
That most of that's Chris Martin. And behind every one of these quarterbacks is outstanding receivers, and I'll go ahead and make my disclaimer. I threw it a few yards. Chris Martin had caught it and ran for a bunch.
Well, okay. His name's not here. Daniel Strong's is, with 1,161 yards in 1999 at number eight. Number seven, we talked about his brother earlier, Gary Spark Short. We've got Roger Short back in 1976, had 1,190 yards. And then he was at number 10. He's also at number 6, Stephen Arms, 1989. I think that would be his senior year, Daniel.
Yes, that's correct.
Senior year, 1,223 yards. And I'll let you handle the top five.
Well, we'll move into the top five, and we had Stephen Arms at 6. We've got Stephen Arms again at 5th on that list, 1,330 yards in 1987. Which would be his sophomore year, 1,330 as a sophomore, very impressive. Fourth on the list, Chase Stevens, a name that's not come up on these lists a lot yet due to, honestly, incomplete statistics from the years he played in high school, but we'll be hearing his name again. He is fourth with 1,393 yards in 2002. Bill Napier comes in at third with 1,394 yards in that 1974 season. Current senior started at fullback last week, comes in at second, Seth Mackey. His sophomore year, 1,446 yards. And you mentioned the name Brandon Stewart earlier, Thomas. Brandon Stewart does stand atop our single-season passing yardage list with 1,472 yards in 2013.
I think you look at that, Daniel, and you got the two latecomers, as I'll call them, the 15s, the post-2000 era, at the top, but you got to go back down just a little bit and look at Napier, Stevens, and Arms, and remember those names.
Let's make mention of Stephen Arms. number 10 on the list. 1988, it says 11 games. So they did have an 11-game season. However, Arms broke a leg against Grundy County in either the 6th or the 7th game of that season. Did not play anymore after that. He had 1,009 yards going into basically the midway point of the season. No doubt he would be the single-season leader had he not been injured.
I agree with that, and was leading the state at that point. I talked to Stephen about this, and, you know, he was rolling, possibly a historic season ahead of him, and had that unfortunate injury. We better quickly move ahead. We're burning up some time here, but there's no I'm not having any more fun than doing anything else than talking about these guys.
Well, as you mentioned on the ride up here, so many of these guys were idols or heroes or role models for many people, not only us, but others in the community at one point in time, and it's a pleasure to talk about them. So we'll move on into passing touchdown leaders in the career. Going to the big ones now, career numbers. We've got some new names on the list. A quick disclaimer, several of these gentlemen, I'll say their names quickly, not where they sit, but Roger Short, John Weaver, Chase Stevens, they show up on this list. However, their information at this time is incomplete, so they very well could have more touchdown passes than we will list them for. But at 10th, Gary Sparks Short, brother of Roger, coming in with 14 touchdown passes in his career from 1980 to 1983. Nolan Dale comes in at 9th on the all-time list with 15 touchdown passes in his career, 05 to 08. Thomas, here's your name. 16 touchdown passes in your career from 91 to 94. I know you were a three-year starter. You did play with Gary Davis, our all-time leading rusher, so to show up on this list as a quarterback while playing alongside him is quite impressive.
Some of those may have been screen passes to Gary.
That could be. Tied at 6, two great names, Roger Short and Gary Eads with 19 each. Eads' career was 1978 to 1981, and Roger Short's 1973 to 1976.
You know, you mentioned my name. Well, I've got to talk about my brother here, little brother, that is. He eclipsed me on this list, again, incomplete, so really who knows how many he had. But he had 20 in his career and comes in at number 5. Proud to see your little brother sitting there, if he's ahead of you.
He was a good quarterback, no doubt.
He was. And then we get into the top four. An athletic quarterback, Coach Edwards talked about him as a basketball player. Tied for third, Chase Stevens at 23 in his career. Alex McLaren shows back up. He's been on a couple of these lists already. He's tied with Stevens with 23 in his career. And then there's Uncle Bill, 26 touchdowns. Like you said, basically came in one season of play.
Right, 19 of the 26, yeah.
19 of those 26 in his career came in 1974. And then well at the top. I mean, we talk about Arms a lot, but he's way at the top with 45 to lead the passing touchdowns for a career. That's a huge number, Daniel.
It is hard for me to fathom. You know, we did both play quarterback in our times and show up on some of these lists, but 45 passing touchdowns in a career. Stephen Arms, without a doubt, probably the best ever. So let's go through this final list here of passing leaders in a career, and I think when we get to the end of it, we may find that out.
Well, let's start with somebody we talked about earlier. He was on the leading rushing list. Gary Eads, quite partial myself to his father, who was my coach, but Gary Eads makes it in at number 10 on the all-time passing leaders for a career, 1,671 yards from 1978 to 1981.
Number 9 on the list, he sometimes is overshadowed by the career of Crank Hull, who he played alongside, but Kevin Watson, a very efficient quarterback in the mid-80s, 1,714 yards from 1983 to 1986.
And there he is, Spark Short. He had 1,778 yards to come in at number 8 as one of the all-time greats from 1980 to 1983.
Thomas, you come in at number 7. Thomas Weaver, 1,795 yards, almost 1,800 yards. Obviously, you played from 91 to 94. Great career.
Well, I appreciate that, especially coming from a fellow quarterback. And then you get in. There he is again. He did it to me again.
Yep, he ousted you again.
Little brother, he tops his big brother. John Weaver, 1,804 yards, from 1994 to 97. I'll have to say this now. He got to play quite a bit as a freshman because we were blowing people out, so let him have those 400 or 500 yards as a freshman. No, I'm kidding. Sorry, little brother. But and he's incomplete, so his
passes are.
I'm sure he blew Big Brother away.
He may have up to as much as 2,000. Fifth on the list, still a current player, Seth Mackey, 2,216 yards. Seth right now playing fullback for the Dogs, but his career's not over. He may move up the list.
And then Alex McLaren, we mentioned him several times already, had a stellar career. He sits at number four with 2,349 yards from 2009 to 2012.
Alex may not be remembered as much as some of the others because, quite honestly, those teams didn't achieve as great as some of the others, but Alex was a great quarterback. Bill Napier, our uncle, 2,435 yards, third on the list, played from 71 to 74. Then there was two.
Yeah, then there was two, and it was those two men we were kind of talking about. And I talked to Steven a little bit. Don't know Chase personally, but he said he and Chase have kind of talked about this. Chase wants to know how close he is to Steven Arms.
He's pretty close.
Unfortunately, you know, it is incomplete. So
incomplete as of now, yeah.
But until you knock him off on paper, anyway, Chase, he broke the 3,000 mark, 3,027 yards from 2000 to 2003.
Just an amazing career for Chase Stevens. We're going to move on to number one, the final name we'll call tonight, with 3,858 yards. If you've been listening to this segment, I think all of you know Stephen Arms is our career yardage leader. I'm going to go ahead and make the official call right now. Stephen Arms is the greatest quarterback in Bulldog football history, without a doubt. There may be others from different eras that want to argue for their favorites, but Stephen Arms is the guy, 1986 to 1989.
He is. Kind of like after Tom Brady won that Super Bowl last year, Arms is the GOAT, greatest of all time,
right,
in my opinion, as a Bulldog. As I told you coming up here, you know, as a 6th, 7th, 8th grader, Stephen Arms was my hero, a lot of people's hero. That's who you wanted to be. And just to be mentioned on the list with him and Uncle Bill, and I know it feels good to you too, Daniel.
Sure, absolutely.
And to my little brother, to be a part of this list with somebody like Arms and Stevens is a great honor.
He's a class act to this day. This has been about a Bulldog history, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head football coach Matt Bates. Brought to you by Ridgetop Farms, proud supporter of Clay County football. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Mount Juliet Christian Academy tonight, where the Bulldogs will try to remain unbeaten against the fellow undefeated Saints. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Matt Bates and senior fullback and reserve quarterback Seth Mackey for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Guys, thanks for inviting us in today.
Thanks, Thomas. Appreciate you coming back again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Good to have you fellas. Coach, it's got to feel good to see your team overcome Mother Nature, grind out that win over Public last week, and make history by getting to 3-0 for the first time in two decades.
It was good, especially the field conditions, the way things kind of played out. We had a little adversity to overcome again this week, and they stepped up and played well.
They sure did. And Seth, for you, it's got to be sweet after seeing limited success in the win column the majority of your career.
Oh, yeah. Feels good. I mean, never been 3-0 before in my high school career.
Well, we're sure proud that you've gotten there. And I know Coach Bates is, and the whole community's excited. And you played a big part last week with Will Ogletree out sidelined with injury and getting your first start at fullback. You had several nice carries. Had some really good blocks we commented on the broadcast, and you even got in the end zone.
Yeah, it felt good to get on the field again my senior year. Just felt good to come in there and show a good part as Will does all the time.
Looked like you kind of had a chip on your shoulder.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
When you came in there, Daniel and I commented, like I said, on the broadcast. I think it was a kind of maybe a toss sweep. You were leading the play. You came out there. You drove a guy, had to be 10 yards, and circled him around behind the pile and just pile drove him. And it was good to see you out there with that fire.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get a block, so get in the end zone, and felt good, you know. And I think that's the one that they called the unsportsmanlike on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't agree with that whatsoever. You played to the whistle. That's all you can do. Coach, after all this guy's been through with the quarterback battle that kind of played out over the off season, for him to stick it out, you know, put the team first, and now contribute in other ways, what's that say about the character of this young man?
Well, it speaks to the character. He's got the high character that his mom and dad have instilled in him. It's work ethic because he's, you know, he's always there in the weight room, practice. He never misses and just comes in, works his butt off, and pushes everybody to be better.
And Seth, for you, I know it's kind of tough, but the way you've handled this adversity and made the best of it, to me, has been more impressive than any touchdown pass you've ever thrown in your career. It had to be tough.
Yeah, it was. Well, thank you. Anyway, and I mean, it just, you know, I just really want to play football. You know, I mean, I ain't trying to. I just each and every way I want to play. I just want to play football.
Well, you can tell that, and like Coach said, it says a lot about your character and. Really about this team and what you brought to it. You made the best of a tough situation. And last Friday night wasn't the first time you made an impact this season. You came in and as I like to describe it, dropped a dime to Jared Markham for a 53-yard touchdown pass to seal the Red Bowling win. That had to feel good, Seth.
Oh, yeah, it felt good. I saw him wide open, just laid it up there where I know he could hit it in stride and keep going.
Well, it was a great throw. Coach, Seth's attitude, you know, like I said, it's kind of spread to the entire team because they all seem to be playing together. They're kind of gelling like any good team should. How big has that been towards getting off to this 3-0 start?
Well, it just speaks to their unselfishness. You know, we've plugged guys in here and there. Another good example is John Copeland. He started linebacker in the fall. We put him nose. Now we've got him at defensive end. He just moves around. Dylan Maxfield was a center. We moved him out to tackle. We've put his hand on the ground some in defense this week. So we've moved a lot of guys around, and they do what they got to do to help the team, and just a good bunch of hardworking guys.
There's no doubt about that. They really are, and it shows on the field. I mean, in the results and in the way they handle themselves. I know I never can get this out of you, but you always talk about your team, crediting them with the success you've had so far. But you and your new staff, I'll get out in a minute, have been the driving force behind getting this thing going. I recognize that. The community recognizes that. Whether you want to talk about it or not, I don't know, Coach, but you got to take a little credit for yourself.
I mean, I could, but, you know, at the end of the day, we just come up with the plan. We come up with the vision and the mission of it all, and we've got to sell it to the kids in the community, and everybody's buying. The kids have bought in. They've played well. We talked yesterday about being all in after practice and what that means and what it looks like from a football standpoint, but then also being all in life with your family, your career, your relationships, your spiritual life, all that, being all in everything. And that's what they are. They're all in on what we're doing.
Well, you can see it. Seth, any thoughts about your new coach and the new staff? I mean, you've been here a while. You're a senior. What's it been like under a coach Matt Bates' team?
I mean, it feels great. I mean, the seniors, when I was a freshman, you know, they had a different coach all 4 years, and I had just one coach my senior year, and it feels good. You know, all the coaches, there's a coach for every position now, and, you know, it helps out a lot, you know, they being good and, you know, help them win, and it's great to get see that we got off to a 3-0 start.
Well, not that's out of the way, Coach. I know that's rough on you, but we all saw how nasty it was out there last Friday night. Seth, tell me about that. I mean, I've been in some of those games with the rain, the mud, the grass all in your face, that kind of thing. But I don't think I've ever played in one quite like that. What was that like?
It was a mess out there. It was sloppy. And it was just awesome to see how we kept onto the ball. And then I feel like that was a big difference in the game. You know, like we had our center didn't have that many bad snaps, and their center couldn't handle the ball. And, you know, it was a lot sloppy. I'm pretty sure about, like, right before halftime, feet started getting heavy, and I thought it was cool to see that our running back still ran the ball, and their feet was heavy with water and stuff, but looked good to grind it out and get the win.
It sure was. I bet the laundry room was pretty rough.
Yeah, it was rough. You know, we got a routine we go through after the game to get everything washed and clean, so that way it's not as bad in there for Miss Vivian and Tara to clean, but yeah, it was definitely nasty.
And just talk about the game a little bit. In those conditions, how did Jerry Markham keep going and put up another 100-yard game, Coach?
Well, it starts up front with Muzzy, Joseph Short being the center. We had zero bad snaps from center to quarterback or center to Jared Markham in the Wild Ram set all night. So it starts there. And like Seth said, they couldn't snap one, it seemed like. So he did a great job snapping the ball. The line did a great job blocking. And Jared's just a hard guy to tackle. It's going to take 2-3 guys to get him down. Sometimes that doesn't work. But it's just a testament to the hard work, the weight room, and everything he's put into it.
Well, it looks like we're going to need him and probably everybody else to step up again tonight. As we take our first real road trip. I mean, we went to Jackson County. To me, that's not a road trip.
It's just down the road.
A great crowd down there. The crowd may be off a little bit tonight. Understandable, you know, it's an hour and a half trip. But we're going to face off with quite possibly the best team on our schedule in Mount Juliet Christian.
Yeah, you look at things, you look at stats-wise, you see they got a great running back, a good offense, defensive line, so they've got the whole team package. We're going to have to play well, but it's what we've talked about all year, not just this week. It comes down to blocking and tackling, protecting the football, and creating turnovers. If we get 11 people on that running back, I think we're going to be all right tonight.
As you've described it to me earlier in the week in the newspaper interview, it's going to be a pretty good measuring stick for kind of where we're at.
Yeah, this will tell us who we are, what we need to work on, and where we can go. This is a quality program. This is a program that we face tonight that will probably be in the playoffs, and who knows what will happen.
Seth, are you guys fired up to see where you stack up with a team like the Saints, a private school?
Oh, yeah. We're excited, you know, ready just to see if we can grind out the win, you know. Be nice to see that we get a win over a bigger school, you know, like get the community, keep going. Keep the community coming to our games and have big crowds because the fans say a lot when we keep winning like that.
No doubt about that. And Coach, they put up over 40 points in each of their first three games. How do we slow them down, and what's our chances of doing that coming out on top tonight?
You know, we're going to do what we do defensively. We've given up 125, 136, and 78 yards of offense to our three opponents so far. So I think we've got a pretty good defense. They do a great job. The defensive coaches do getting our guys prepared. So, you know, hey, it's football. We're going to go out there, have fun, and see what happens.
Well, we're looking forward to it. All right, guys, thanks for having us in today. Tune in next week to hear what Coach has to say about the big Week 5 showdown with Region 4 Monterey, who the Dogs will host next Friday night. We'll be back in Salina in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth to call it live. See you then. This has been Inside the Locker Room with head football coach Matt Bates, brought to you by Ridgetop Farm, proud supporter of Clay County football.
You're listening to Bulldog Football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network, featuring exciting play-by-play by Daniel Strong and in-depth analysis by Thomas Weaver. Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Solana Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Solana Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Solana Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Welcome back to Bulldog Football on the Horizon Sports Network. It's time for the Homer Improvement Keys to the Game. Well, we asked Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win tonight. Thomas, big game, 3-0 against 3-0. What's the Dogs' overall key to success tonight?
Well, you know, Daniel, tonight's when we find out how good we really are. The Dogs are off to a great start, but like we've been saying, Mount Juliet Christian's on a whole other level compared to Clay County's opponents so far. But I think with this scheme they play and athletes we have, we've still got a shot. You know, they're not overly physical. They spread you out. So we've got the athletes to play with that. If we can slow them down a little bit in the box and put up a few points of our own, we'll be okay, Daniel.
Well, what about offensively? What can we do on offense specifically?
Well, again, the Saints front's not one we can't handle. So if our offensive line can get a push and we can control the tempo by eating some clock and Coach Bates' run game with Markham, the Ogletrees and company, and try to keep their offense off the field, you know, then maybe take a shot off the arm of Jake Ashlock, maybe find a big, a B.J. Emerton for another long touchdown. I think we can keep pace with this high-powered offense.
Sounds good to me. Let's hope it happens. What about defense?
Well, I think it's going to come down to, I assume he's playing. You haven't heard anything about Maxfield. He's playing tonight.
He's back.
All right. Well, I think it's going to come down between him and the matchup with all-world Saint tailback Darius Hylick. We've looked at him. You know, he's averaging like 250 yards a game. What a back. Not to say it won't take a full team effort by Clay County to bottle up this attack, but to me, that matchup's going to be key. Maxfield's one of the top tacklers in the state and has an amazing start to his final campaign wearing the black and gold, while Hylick is averaging like I said, 250 yards and scored 11 touchdowns. I'm anxious to see that matchup. I want to see if this Bulldog defense can rise to the occasion against the best back they can see all season. I think they will, Daniel, and I look for the Dogs to give Mountain Juliet Christian all they can handle tonight. Clay County's fired up and ready to show the world they're back.
Well, there you have it. That has been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Homer Improvement. When you get to it and can't do it, call the contractor that's used to it. At this time, we'll turn our eyes to the skies and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. The temperature kickoff should be a mild 72 degrees at halftime, 67 degrees, and then the game, 65 degrees. Humidity is a low, 53%. No precipitation has fallen today in Mount Juliet, and there's not a chance of any throughout this contest. A slight wind out of the northeast from at 6 miles per hour. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect from your home from the elements.
We're going to wrap up our pregame show with the Treehouse Treasures pregame parting gift. Final word for our listeners before kickoff. Daniel, Thomas, two quick things, I think. Look for the Dogs tonight. Don't play like we're 3-0. Let's play like we're 0-3 and we're hungry and we're trying to get that win. And just like you, Thomas, talking about keys of the game, we got to limit big plays, guys. They are a big play offense. We got to limit big plays. They're going to make some. They're going to hit some. And we got to be able to face adversity, limit the big plays. We'll be successful.
I'll tell you what I think. I think Clay County's got the advantage going in here, guys. For one thing, we're fired up here. We want to be just private school. We want to show who we are. We want to show we're back. This may not be a big game to Mount Juliet Christian. You know, they're rolling. They might be looking ahead to next week in their own division. I think we got the edge.
I agree. The Bulldogs are hungry. We're fixing to take a bite out of the Saints. We'll roll the victory tonight. Control highly offensively on the ground. Commit no mistakes, and we're going to be fine. So, this has been the pregame parting gift, brought to you by Treehouse Treasures, man's second best friend, keeping you out of the doghouse with the perfect gifts for mothers, daughters, and wives.
Back to school season is upon us. So start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Key insert number C-0026.
The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Today's broadcast is powered by AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer,
and sponsored by Upton Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
Cumberland River Hospital, proudly providing local health care for over 50 years.
Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
Tennessee Land Management, your local source for all things concerning property improvement.
Westmoreland Management, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
The Clay County Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to come visit Delhalla Lake.
And Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. We return here live on the Horizon Sports Network, and we're set for Bulldog football here at Ed Suey Field. At Mount Juliet Christian Academy, we have already witnessed the coin toss at midfield. The Saints of Mount Juliet Christian did win and elect to receive, so we're preparing here for a Bulldog kickoff. Number 5, Gabe Henson, is setting the ball on the tee. Thomas, we're sitting here high top of this field, and it's just a gorgeous night, probably the best feeling out we've had thus far.
It is. Like I said earlier, it kind of feels like football weather. It's starting to cool off here tonight. Just a perfect night. Nice field here in front of us. A good view here on top of this press box. I'm ready.
Me too. I'm sure the dogs are as well. Coach Bates and his staff have worked hard all week. As you mentioned in the pregame parting gift there, this is such a huge night for us. Hopefully not as big a night for Mountain Julia. We are hungry for the win. The dogs tonight will be wearing white jerseys and black pants. They have black numerals. They are the away team, of course. And Mount Juliet Christian will be wearing black pants with black jerseys. And they have blue numerals outlined in gold. Five Henson now has the ball on the tee. He's waiting to start this game, waiting for the signal from the official to get live action started here. Pretty good crowds traveled from Salina to this away game. And here Henson approaches. He kicks it. It's fairly deep to the 28-yard line. It's fielded by Saint. He's running back across midfield up to the 25. And he is hit hard by number 16, John Copeland, getting started early tonight. The freshman bringing the pain.
You mentioned that crowd. You could hear them go, ooh, on that one. What a way to get this thing started. Copeland laying a lick.
Beautiful hit by Copeland. And now Clay Kenny will be taking the field for the first time. The ball is, or on defense that is, the ball is spotted on the 34-yard line on Mount Juliet's side of the field. After this first play, we'll try to bring you the starting lineup from State Farm on the defensive side for the Dawgs. So here the Saints comes. They have one wide out to the left, one to the right, along with a tight end to the right, single back set. So actually it's a two tight end set with two wide outs. Pittman, the quarterback, Heilig, the tailback behind him. He averages 250 yards a game, gets the first carry, and he's going to be tackled for a loss. But he comes loose. I apologize. He was not tackled for a loss. Had four Bulldog defenders against him. Heilig, a strong running back. He came out of three different holds there in the backfield, Thomas, and has advanced the ball to the Saint 42-yard line.
That's just amazing. I mean, we had senior, I believe that was Short that came through there, James Short. He must be starting inside
he
with
is.
Maxfield. Came through there. I thought it was a great start, and he got away, Daniel, and picked up a nice game.
Second and two from the Saints. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line. Heilig, we'll see a lot of him tonight. Pittman in the shotgun set. We have two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Pittman calling for the snap, brings a man in motion, fakes the jet sweep. There's a penalty flag on the field. This play is going to come back. Is the wide receiver who caught the direct snap from the center. Pittman never actually got the ball in his hands. The wide receiver in speed motion caught a direct snap. But this is going to come back, I believe, against the Saints. We'll have to wait and see what the officials say. We'll go ahead and bring you the defensive starters for Clay County at nose guard, a freshman, Dalton Goat. At defensive tackles, a senior, Eli Watson, and a sophomore, Wesley Huff. At defensive ends, the freshman, John Copeland, and junior Hayden Cherry. At inside linebacker, seniors, Dylan Maxfield and James Short. At corners, we have juniors, Jared Markham and Clark Donaldson. And at safeties, junior B.J. Emerton and senior Seth Ogletree. And here we are after the penalty. It sets up second and seven as a five-yard penalty. Pittman goes in shotgun set, calls for the snap, fakes the jet sweep, gives to Heilig, and this time we do bring him down for a very short game. That
Will
was
Ogletree.
Number 30, Will Ogletree.
Looks like Ogletree may have came in for short there after he missed that tackle on the backfield. Ogletree didn't miss that one.
He did not. He went low on the big Heilig. He's a large back and brought him down. Now the ball spotted at the Mount Juliet 39-yard line to set up third and a short five. Possible passing situation, even though the Saints average 250 a game on the ground, they average 150 a game through the air. Not afraid to throw the ball.
Need a big stop here.
Shotgun formation again. Trips receivers to the right. Ball snap, roll out to the right. Pittman's looking to pass. He targets a man downfield. Ball's thrown, nearly intercepted. It is incomplete. Great defense by number 7. Seth Ogletree, number 20, Clark Donaldson on the play. So incomplete pass, fourth down.
Huge stop right there. I don't think they'll go for it here on the near the 40-yard line. But going back to that play, Ogletree met him at the ball, and then Donaldson came in and laid the lick and forced the ball loose. Or that would have been a complete pass in the first down.
Textbook defense. That State Farm starting lineup was brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like your good neighbor, Andrew was there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. We'll bring you the offensive starters when the Bulldogs go on that side of the ball. Here, a big fourth down. It appears that the Saints are going for it. The ball is on their own 39-yard line, fairly deep in their own territory, perhaps trying to get the Dogs to jump off sides. It would give them first down yardage. That's what they attempted to do. Now the Saints call a timeout. So as they take time, we'll take time on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
We're out of time out here at Ed Suey Field. As the Saints are in their first, fourth, and five of the night.
Clay County, to the line here.
They're coming to the line. I think they're going to go for it, Thomas. They feel they can convert here, so snapping the ball from their own 39-yard line. Pittman, the quarterback's in the shotgun set. Heinrich's on his right hip. A slow cadence by Pittman. Two wide receivers left, one to the right, trying to draw the Dogs off sides again. I don't know if they're going to burn another timeout. That would be two, Thomas. Still the ball not snapped. A great job by Clay County here. Pittman now trying to get him to jump again, but the front five in this 50
like
defense,
statues.
Stone cold, as defense coordinator David Maxfield said, in more ways than one. Delay of game.
Here. Listen to this crowd across the way.
I mean, make an
hour and a half trip.
I see at least 200 people donning the black and gold, so the true faithful making the trip down to Mount Juliet tonight. But we certainly hope that many of you are listening to us here on the Horizon Sports Network. We know that you're the true faithful, too. You've turned in to endure mine and Thomas's broadcast to just keep up with the game. So the Saints after
huge,
the penalty.
Huge here, Daniel, to force a punt on the first drive. That's got to help our confidence. Let's get the ball back and see what we can do with it.
2 5-yard penalties on the drive. Now the ball is snapped. It's a high, long punt. Number five, Gabe Henson's back deep to receive. He lets the ball roll out of bounds. It appears now that the officials will be marking the ball at the Clay County 36-yard line. So pretty good field position for Clay County to take over this drive. There's now 10 minutes and 25 seconds left in this scoreless first quarter. Clay County now with their first possession of the night. Try to bring you those offensive starters at center, a senior Joseph Short at right guard, a senior Eli Watson at right tackle, a senior Dylan Maxfield at left guard, a junior Alex Combs at left tackle, a junior Zach Strong. So there's a starting front five for the offensive line, and now Ashlock comes under center. We'll bring you the others later. We have double wing setters. We'll be in most of the night. Mark him in motion. Fake to him. Roll out to the left. We have receivers downfield. Ashlock targets number 9, Hayden Cherry, and they're going to give him that complete pass. A pickup of what appears to be 9 on the play for Ashlock and Cherry to set up 2nd and 1. A nice start to the game, Thomas, for Ashlock and Cherry.
I like it, Daniel. I think Coach Bates calls that a waggle. It's just a bootleg to the weak side. He had Emberton down the field, probably played it smart, and came back underneath the Cherry for a good game.
2nd and short, Ashlock under center, mark him in motion. Ball fake to him, giving Dolter back underneath. He has room across the 50 down to the 46-yard line. Good pickup, first down yardage for Seth Ogletree. The Bulldogs, with misdirection, had success, so we've crossed midfield into Saint territory on the second play of this draft.
Ogletree. Nice run for Seth, and it's a good start for him.
First down, Bulldogs, their first of the night. They break huddle and approach the line of scrimmage. Ball sitting at the 46-yard line on the same end of the field. The Dogs are driving from right to left from our vantage point here high atop the field. And now this time, Markham in motion, toss sweep to him around the right side. He's trying to get the corner. He does. He's up to the 40-yard line where he's driven out of bounds. So a pickup of 6 for Markham on the play. We'll call it 5. I apologize. Pickup of 5. The ball's going to be sitting on the 41-yard line. So a good positive play for Jared Markham on the run.
Again, a good start for him, too. Positive plays on the first 3 of the night.
Skill player starters for the Bulldogs at quarterback, Jake Ashlock, sophomore, sharing time at fullback, Mackey, the senior, along with Will Ogletree, the sophomore, at wingbacks, Ogletree, the senior, that's Seth, and Markham, the junior, and it's split in B.J. Emerton. Now the ball snapped. It's given off this time to the fullback, I believe. That'll be Ogletree on the carry. He's fighting hard upfield. Does gain some yardage. We'll have to see where the spot's at. It appears the ball's being spotted at the 37-yard line. A pickup of three for Will Ogletree. Third and two for Clay County here. They're probably in fourth down territory or four down territory already. So two plays to pick up the 2 yards.
All three rushes to three different ball carriers.
Here we are. Dogs break huddle. Approach the line of scrimmage for this third and two. Ashlock under center, motion from right to left. Ball's given to Seth Oakter. He's got room. He's across the 35 and down to the 32-yard line. So Oakter picking up the first down on the play. So the second first down for Clay County of this drive. Already they've run five plays here and picked up two first downs on this drive. They're chewing time off the clock. There's 8 minutes and 36 seconds left in a scoreless first quarter. Coach Bates and Clay County just marching down the field at this point.
Methodical, kind of that tempo, the controlling the clock, eating a little clock early on.
First and 10 from the Saint 33-yard line. Ashlock under center, Markman in motion to the right. He gets the ball. He's got some room. He's up to the 30-yard line. So a good job by the offensive line there. And the ball's being spotted at the 30-yard line. A pickup of two for Markham on the play.
Markham on the carry, gain of two.
I think this is just what Coach Bates wants, a big stop on defense and then just pounding away. But look for him to take a shot here in striking distance.
Those offensive and defensive starters have been brought to you by State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew's there, offering you auto, life, home, and health insurance. On second down, the Dogs snapped the ball. Very short game, and it was given off again to number 30, Will Ogletree, the fullback, I believe. Thomas, was that Will or Seth? It was Seth Ogletree on the carry.
No gain.
Going to be third down for the Dogs to set up third and eight, the longest third down they've had on this drive. Coach Bates now sending in the play. Ashlock already thrown the ball once. You have to think maybe if they're going to go to there again.
I think so. If we see Emerton come out to this side, I think it's the same play, waggle to this side, except for this time, I think he hits Emerton on the flag route.
Ball on the 30-yard line. Ashlock goes under center, double wing set. Ogletree in motion to the left. Fake toss sweep to him. He's targeting Emerton downfield. Ball's thrown. Pass interference is thrown. Good call by the official. The defensive back got a little overzealous, came over the top of Emerton, so that's going to be an automatic first down for Clay County.
A little different look there. He didn't do the waggle, faked a sweep to get the flow going to the near side, dropped back in the pocket, had a little pressure, had to get rid of it, and come back underneath. And that defender just got there way too early.
He certainly
huge,
did.
Daniel, huge.
Much to the advantage of the Bulldogs. Now we're going to have a new set of downs. This is going to be the ninth play of the drive. The drive started with 10 minutes and 25 seconds on the clock, and now there's 6 minutes and 55 seconds here in the scoreless first quarter. So, folks, not only sustaining this drive, chewing a lot of time off the clock as they do it.
As you like, 15-yard line.
Ball at the 15, 15 yards away. Here we are in the red zone. Toss sweep this time to Ogletree to the left. He's hitting the backfield, but shakes the man. He's down to the 10 and crosses all the way down to the 6-yard line. Huge pickup there for Seth Ogletree of 9 yards. So second one.
Ogletree's, like I said, off to a great start. Who made that play? Jared Markham with that lead block. He kicked it out. Ogletree took advantage. Two nice lateral hops. He's really showing some talent here.
Looking like the Saint defense is a bit surprised. Didn't think Clay Canyon would come out and do this to him, but certainly it's happening right now. So ball spotted on the 6-yard line. Ashlock going under center. We still have double wing set. Emerton split wide to the left. Will Ogletree, the fullback. Ball snapped. Toss sweep to Markham. He's trying to get to the corner. He's up to the 5-yard line. The ball is on the ground, but was recovered by right tackle Dylan Maxfield. Very good play by Maxfield to be aware and following that fumble. So the ball is safe still in Clay County's possession. It will be third down and very short.
I think that's a what? First time this season I've seen Markham put it on the ground. I think the defender got a hand in there. I got excited because of the PA announcer here said it was Saints football.
We knew that was incorrect. Okay, so we've got third down and one here from the the Saints' 6-yard line. So all Clay County needs for a fresh set of downs is 1 yard. They have 2 plays to do it. The Bulldogs break huddle on approach the line of scrimmage. That shot goes under center. Same double wing set. This time Emerson split to the left. Ball snapped. It's given to Will Ogletree. He's going to come up a little short of the first down. Forward progress may have gotten him close to the 5-yard line. Maybe a measurement coming. We're going to have to see where this ball spotted. So a carry of one for Ogletree on the carry.
A lot closer to the 5.
It is. He picked up a little. I think they should, because the drive, this set of downs started on the 15-yard line, and that ball is spotted at the 5, so it is a first down. First and goal at the 5 for the Bulldogs. Drive couldn't go any better up to this point. Ashlock under center, double wing set, Markham in motion to the right. It's given to, actually it was faked. Ball was faked to Will Ogletree as we were trying to attempt a bootleg to the left. Penetration off the left side of our offensive line ended up in a sack for Jake Ashlock. So Ashlock was brought down, a loss of 5 on the play. So second goal from the 10-yard line. Almost looked like a bit of a, not necessarily a busted play, but maybe some miscommunication between the dog backfield that time. I'm not sure what happened, but it is second and goal from the 10.
Got to punch it in here, Daniel. I think you tried to throw it over the top to Emerton.
Ashlock under center, Ogletree in motion to the left, toss sweep to him. He's hit deep in the backfield, but stays on his feet. However, he will not evade that stiff defense. It is another loss. That's a big loss of 6 yards, we'll call it, for Ogletree on the play to set up third and goal now from the 16-yard line. A Saint defender shaking up on the tackle for loss. Loss of 6 on the play. Bulldogs going backwards. We have injury on the field. While that player's down, we'll take time here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We're back here on the Horizon Sports Network. I'm going to go ahead and give you a budget pest control scoreboard update with producer Rob Edwards.
Scoreboard update, all these games in the first quarter, fellas. Upperman 7, Livingston Academy 0, Monterey 7, Huntland 0, Cookeville 14, White County 0, and the rivalry game we were talking about earlier, South Pittsburgh 2, Marion County 0. Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is our vocation.
Thank you for that, Coach Edwards. Always enjoy hearing those Budget Pest Control scoreboard updates. And now that defender that was down on the field for the Mountain Juliet Christian Academy Saints appears to be okay. He was shaken up, but he does leave the field under his own power. And now what was a very positive first and goal from the 5 a few moments ago is now a third and goal from the 16. Last week we had a something and goal from the 32, I know we called. So here we are at half of that distance with third and goal at the 16. This is the 14th play of this drive for Clay County. A great play. Would love to see it end with points.
Two wideouts here.
Two wideouts to the left. Yes, a different look. Wildcat set. Here we have Markham lined up at quarterback. Motion across formation. Ball snap. Direct snap to Markham. He's got a lot of room down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line. So he gets back to where this thing started. The set up fourth and goal at the 6. Fourth and goal at the 6-yard line for the Bulldogs after the 10-yard pickup for Jared Markham.
That's what Coach Bates calls his wild ram or wild line formation. I think it depends on which direction they're going. I guess they may call that the line that time. They went to the left.
Okay. So we have the 15th play of this long drive coming up here in this scoreless first quarter. 3 minutes and 28 seconds remain. Only 2 possessions so far in this first quarter. The Saints went 3 and out on their first possession, and now the Dogs are deep in a 15-play drive where they've already had 4 first downs so far.
You know, we need to score here, but if we don't get there, we beat up the whole first quarter with one drive. That's how we're going to win this ball game, controlling the ball.
quite impressive. We certainly need some points at some point in the night to take the victory. Hopefully it comes here. Ball's going to be snapped from the 7-yard line, or the 6-yard line, here on this 4th and goal. Ball being snapped to Markham again in this same set. He's around left side, has a bit of room, gets down to the 3-yard line before he's going to be tackled. So Clay County will not score on this drive. A pickup of around 4 on the play for Markham. And there will be a turnover on downs. Thomas, I'd like to echo what you just said. No, we did not come away with points here on this drive. However, a beautiful 15-play drive. For Clay County, there was a pass interference against the Saints that helped us out midway, but a very good opening drive for the Bulldogs.
Like I said in the keys of the game, I think we can keep pace with them, but the biggest thing is eat this clock, control the tempo, and hold them here. Let's see what Copeland and Maxfield and the rest of the Dog defense have in store for them.
Saints now taking over, first and 10, one back set. It's Pittman at quarterback, Hylick on his right hip, ball snapped. It's given to Hylick, the big running back. He's got a ton of room. He's at the 10, the 15, the 20, all the way up to the 30, 35, all the way down, this time to the 39-yard line. Certainly Hylick, Darius Hylick, for the Saints, it is the best back we've seen this year. And quite honestly, I think the best we'll see all year. Very impressive young man.
He's just impressive. The big thing there, the tape I saw on him, he takes those to the house. We had the athlete, Seth Overtree, saves the touchdown there, so that's big.
Ball snapped again, given to Hylick. It was snapped on the 39. A better job by the defense this time. It's going to be spotted at the 44-yard line. So a pickup of 5 for Hylick. It seemed a lot shorter than that, but after that 30-something yard run, 5 yards is quite short.
He's just a beast. We knew coming in what he was, and now we're getting a dose of it.
Saints playing quick. Pittman's in the shotgun. Hylick's behind him. 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right, also with a tight end. Given to Hylick again as it snapped out of the shotgun. He's across the 50, down to the 45, the 40, 35, 30. Tackled now at the 26-yard line by number 24, Jared Markham. They're getting Hylick going, and the Mount Juliet fans here are enjoying it. I can hear him across the way. Hylick, a class back. The Dogs are going to have to settle in and get a hit on him.
They are. He is a joy to watch. I can't argue with him over there. We can still slow him down again. Save the touchdown. See what we can do here.
First and 10, ball snapped. Hylick getting rest. A backup running back in this time. They're going to be tackled by number 62, Dalton Gove, the freshman nose guard. Mountain Juliet Christian does pick up yardage on the play. However, I have to stand up here to try to get a better view and see where this thing's spotted at. Ball being spotted at the 19-yard line on the Bulldog end of the field. The Saints driving from left to right. Ball snapped, but just as quickly there was penalty flags that were thrown on the field. I believe it's against the Saints. We'll have to wait and see. Yes, against the Saints. That's going to be 5 yards back to set up what will be second and 8 for the Saints.
We haven't been able to stop them. They can stop themselves, so I'll take that.
That's true. The Saints already made some mistakes on the field. Hylick has been out of the game getting a breather after his work. He comes back on. Ball now spotted at the 24-yard line. Clay County defense trying to stiff run up here on what is going to be second, a long 8. Shotgun formation, Pittman at quarterback. 2 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right. Hylick sets to Pittman's left hip. They're looking to pass. Ball thrown deep downfield. It's going to be caught for a touchdown by the Saints. So a big, big, big long touchdown pass for Mount Juliet Christian here with a minute and 31 seconds left in the first quarter. The Saints will go up 6-0 on Clay County.
Just a little bit of inexperience showing there. We know we got the athletes back there, but that receiver looked nice. He got on B.J. Emerson's toes, made a move. What a throw. The quarterback dropped it in and double coverage right over Emerson. There's not much you can do on that one.
Beauty of a pass by Pittman. Here comes the extra point. Snap, set, kick, and it is good. So 7-0, Saints, 1 minute 31 seconds left here in the first quarter at Ed Suey Field.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a PIN to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Markham deep to receive for the Dogs, but it's a pooch kick by the Saints. It will be cleanly fielded. There's number two, White Burke, safely catching the kickoff for the Bulldogs. Ball's going to be spotted at the 38-yard line, so Clay County will take over with 1 minute and 29 seconds left in the first quarter. They trail 0-7. Clay County had a 15-play drive on their opening drive. Hopefully we can reestablish that success, but this time come up with points to try to tie this ball game.
I think we just saw what we've been talking about and why they're so highly touted. What an attack from Darius Heilig and this Mount Juliet Christian team.
Very impressive. Now the Dogs will take over. Ball on the 38-yard line. Ashlock goes under center. Double wing set. Markham in motion left to right. Fake to him. Roll out pass to the right. Ashlock looking for somebody. Can't find anyone. Tries to throw the ball away. He was under pressure. Almost sacked. Ball almost intercepted. But it will go down as an incomplete pass as Ashlock did safely throw that ball away to bring the Bulldogs a second and 10.
It's like we had one man out in that route, and he was deep. Ashlock evaded two defenders, got to the edge, just didn't have anywhere to go with it.
Saints kind of settling in now, putting a little bit of pressure against that Clay County offensive line. They didn't have much luck with that during the first drive until the goal line stand. Apparently a big penalty on the field, intentional grounding being called, not a receiver in the vicinity. So they've called an intentional grounding. That's a huge penalty. It not only cost you the down, but it cost you about 15 yards. So we're seeing second and 25 for Clay County here. Huge penalty. Good job by Ashlock. He wanted to do the right thing, but was penalized for intentional grounding. So second long, ball snap given to Seth Ogletree. There's a fumble on the field as he was loosely carrying that football. A Saint defender coming up, stripped it clean of him, and it was recovered by the Saints. I thought the Saints recovered that ball.
That'll bring up third and long.
But, however, they did not. Fortunately, Clay County able to maintain possession. Good job by the Saint defender to come up and strip Ogletree of the football. Coach Bates sending in the play now. Bulldogs in the huddle. There's 57 seconds remaining. Saints lead 7-9. Ashlock comes out under center. Ball spotted at the 26-yard line. Double wing set. Markham in motion. Drop back pass. Ashlock once again under pressure. Has to run. He's still recovering from that pinky toe, so he does not get a lot of room. The ball comes out again. However, it was not close by the ground. So it's going to be a punting situation for Clay County. If this time there's no 15-play drive, we're going 3 and out.
The Dogs just look shook right now. They're out of sorts. They're out of sync. We need to punt this thing away. I just hope we can slow down this Mount Juliet Christian attack afterwards.
Number 78, Joseph Jolin, deep to take the long snap to punt the ball away for Clay County here. False start on Clay County being called. Clark Donaldson took a false step as the Saint defender kind of faked a rush before the ball was snapped. It made Clark flinch, and we're going to get backed up 5 more yards.
False start.
Like I say, they're just going to have to settle down, get control of themselves. I know it's right before the end of the quarter. If not, I'd be saying this is a good time for a timeout.
Dogs trail with 7 with 8 seconds remaining as they prepare to punt the ball away. Ball now being spotted at the Clay County 19-yard line, so very deep in their own end of the field. Jolin will be punting the ball from right to left. He does get the kick away. It's an end-over-end punt that hits and takes the Bulldog roll, but is recovered by the Saint return man, and he's streaking down the right sideline. He's at the 30, the 25, almost tackled at the 20, but he moves on down. He does step out of bounds at the 21-yard line, but the quarter has ended. We are here on the Horizon Sports Network. Clay County trails 0-7 at the end of 1.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network.
And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign it today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all the latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We've returned here on the Horizon Sports Network for the beginning of the second quarter. Currently, Mount Juliet Christian leads the Clay County Bulldogs with a score of 7-0, and Mount Juliet's just taken over after a 3-and-out drive by Clay County in the first quarter. The scoreboard currently shows zero time. They've not reset the clock yet. The head official blows his whistle and tries to get the situation corrected, and he does. So play will resume on the field. We have Heilig, the tailback, behind Pittman, the quarterback, in a shotgun set. Ball being snapped. Speed motion to right to left. Back to there. Giving Heilig. Ball's on the ground. Or it's covered by Clay County. That is Dylan Maxfield coming up on the fumble recovery. So Clay County here with some much-needed momentum, a much-needed break after that 3-and-out drive, and a good return by Mount Juliet Christian. Things were looking kind of grim for a minute. Thomas Menu in the break were talking about what needed to happen, and a shift in momentum is certainly one thing we talked about, and there it was.
It was, and it comes from the senior. Just like we said earlier, I think this game's going to come down to the matchup of Heilig and that senior, and Maxfield got the best of it this time. Now we just need to do something with it.
Ball being spotted at the 21-yard line as Clay County takes over. They'll be driving from left to right. They snap the ball, give it to Markham, but penalty flags fly. We'll have to see what happens here.
False start
against Clay County. We'll be backed up 5 yards. First and 15 now for Clay County here. We cannot, we can't hurt ourselves in this situation. We certainly need all the help we can get.
Not against a team like this.
Well, exactly. That's something we've got to get corrected. Now we're going back to that Wildcat set. As we have three wide receivers to the right and one or left, one to the right, Markham fakes to a jet sweep, man keeps the ball. He's going to pick up a little yardage on the play before he's just manhandled by four different Saints. He does move the ball forward. It's going to be spotted on the 18-yard line, so a pickup of a few that time for Markham. But not a lot of running room.
Stop for no gain.
Sets up second and 14. We'll call it, say he picks up one. The PA announcer says no gain. I'm going to give him one to set up second and 14 here for Clay County. May have to throw the ball. That same defense is getting aggressive here. May have to back them off by going through the air. Ball being snapped to Markham this time as we stay in the Wildcat set. It's given to Jacoby. Off the right side, he gets up to the 20-yard line. Let me confirm that Jacoby was the ball carrier. Yes, it was. Number 44, senior Matt Jacoby, on the carry on second down for Clay County. That's going to set up third and, I believe, 13, third and 12 maybe for Clay County. Passing situation, unless we want to play safe here and try to punt the ball away.
Well, you're kind of caught in a conundrum between the two. We're going to have to take a shot. We're going to have to score some points to keep up with this Mount Juliet Christian offense, but we're deep in our own territory, so I'm not sure what Coach Bates does here.
Ashlock now in the shotgun at quarterback. Ball snapped to him. We do look to pass. He has pressure.
Throw it away.
Already being sacked back at the 10-yard line, so a big loss. Loss of around 10 yards on the play for Jake Ashlock. Clay County starting to miss a few of those defenders. We've not seen that really to this point in the season. We've done a good job up front. Already tonight, though, multiple tackles for loss for the Saints.
Well, Ashlock's never seen that in his life. You got to remember, this is his fourth game starting as quarterback in his high school career. He just didn't know how to handle that situation. You got to throw the ball away. He had time to get rid of it. Instead, took the loss.
Well, last time he had that intentional grounded penalty, he was probably afraid of that.
I didn't think about that.
So now on the punt, Jones gets a good punt off, but the Saints return man has the ball. He's at the 35-30, now the 20-10 touchdown Saints, as they have a special teams touchdown to make a score of 13-0 with 9 minutes and 50 seconds here in this second quarter. The Saints really feeling good about themselves at this point. Very quick return man. I think that was number 7 for the Saints, Logan Collier. Nice return. Not much to say about it. Good athletic showing by the return man.
He kind of set us up there. He took about 4 steps to the near sideline. They set up that wall. We didn't have anybody out there. He just sprinted untouched to the end zone.
Extra point coming for the Saints. Snap, set, kick, and it is good. New score, 14 for the Saints, none for the Bulldogs. 9 minutes and 50 seconds remain here in the second quarter.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CTHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here to Ed Suey Field as we just see an onside kick attempt by the Saints. They're sorting out the scrum. It looked like number 16 freshman John Copeland was at the bottom of the pile. I don't know if he maintained possession. Very well could be Saints football. They're still separating. It is Clay County ball. So number 16, John Copeland, coming up big for the Saints. Matt, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, I apologize after what was initially signaled as Bulldog football has just been reversed and turned into a Saints call. So after the
punt, go to the crowd that cheers the loudest.
I'm not sure, but one official came to Clay County side requesting a football so the Bulldogs could start
football.
Offense.
That's twice now that they couldn't make up their mind on possession.
Saints take over on the onside kick. But Coach Bates wants to talk to his team, wants to talk to the head official of this ball game about what just happened on the field. We're going to go to break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
We return here to Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network. We just saw first down play where Darius Hylick picked up several yards and a first down. Now Mount Juliet Christian in possession after that onside kick that was granted to them. It's on the Clay County 21-yard line, so they're a yard away from the red zone and threatening to score. Quick screen to wide receiver to the left. He has a lot of room, 15, 10, 5. Going to be tackled at the 1-yard line. Tackled at the one or two-yard line by a Clay County defender.
Had to be a busted coverage, Daniel, just a simple. They brought the guy in motion, just threw it quick to him like a little quick bubble screen. Nobody out here. Got some moves, set us up, got him right on the goal line again.
Mount Juliet playing quickly now. They snap it first to go from the one quarterback sneak, but the Bulldog defense got tough. Stop forward progress. We'll have to wait for a signal. He did fall forward enough for the touchdown. So Clay County now trails 20-9 here with 9 minutes and 6 seconds remaining in the second quarter. The Saints have put in two scores between the punt return touchdown that Nones had to kick and now this touchdown all in about 30 seconds of game clock.
Just like it all snowballed. Once they saw Hylick, the way he can run, the way he can move, and the way he can eat up the field, I don't know. It's just a kind of a different attitude from this Bulldog team. Hopefully at the half, we can regroup here. But we got to get there first.
Kick was good on the extra point. New score, 21-9. Clay County trails here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop, T-insert number C-0026.
Bulldogs now setting up to try to receive kickoff again. Last time the Saints had an onside attempt that was recovered by Clay County, or recovered by the Saints themselves, however. I believe the Saints did that intentionally to try to kind of put this game away. I don't feel that they'll kick onsides here. We'll have to wait and see, though. Who knows? They have a lot of alumni football players out here tonight for their legacy night, as they're calling it. So maybe a head coach for the Saints is wanting to show off for those guys. Fair catch being called on the pooch kick by Clark Donaldson, so Clay County will safely take over possession of the football at the 36-yard line on their own end of the field. Clay County will be driving from left to right for this drive, and we'll take over at the 36.
We need something here, Daniel. I mean, needless to say, we're down 3 scores, 21-0, midway through this second quarter. Just need something, just a little momentum, pick up a first down. That's a start.
9:06 remaining in the second quarter. Clay County staying out of the wing T set. Now Ashlock's in the shotgun, 4 wide receivers, swing pass to Jacoby on left.
Something
he's to
like
the 40, 45, 50. Crosses the 50 down to the 45 on the other side of the field. All the way down to the Saint 43-yard line. Huge pickup for Matt Jacoby on the play. A little swing pass out his way from Ashlock. Out of the shotgun set, Jacoby did the rest. Ran hard. Heard some of the coaching staff talking about Jacoby earlier today. Said he brings a bit of a spark to the Bulldog offense, and he certainly did on that play. So first and 10 Clay County from the 43-yard line. 8 minutes and 43 seconds remain in the second quarter. Bulldogs trail 21-9. Ashlock to pass again. Big sack. He's going to go down after that intentional grounding call earlier against Ashlock. He's been reluctant to throw the ball away and suffers a massive sack there. Ball now spotted back across the 50, back on the Clay County side of the field at the 46-yard line to set up second and over 20.
With everything spread out like that, I think Coach Bates had in mind for Ashlock to get it out quick. It's kind of like it just stuck in his hand as he saw the pressure coming. Again, got to get it out of there. Got to get rid of it.
Second and a long way for Clay County here. 7 minutes and 58 seconds remain in the half. Ball being snapped from the Clay County 46-yard line. Jacoby in motion, fake to him. Ashlock keeps, breaks one tackle. Going to be brought down by a second tackler. However, he does move the ball up to the 49-yard line. So positive yardage for Ashlock on the play. Still going to be third and around 20 yards for the Bulldogs. depending on what happens on this third down play. Clay County may choose to go forward on fourth. I don't know if they feel comfortable trying to pin the Saints deep with a punt here. Ball's now spotted on the 47-yard line around midfield. After that punt return touchdown, Coach Bates may be leading again. Hopefully we'll convert here on third and around 20, though. Ashlock under center, back in a double wing set. Markham in motion, left to right. This time it's going to be a rollout pass to the right. Screen pass set up for Markham to the left. Nearly picked off. Intercepted for touchdown by the Saint defensive end. However, he dropped the football, so a missed opportunity for the Saints. Fortunately so, if you're a Bulldogs fan.
Maybe a little more inexperience there, too. Again, Ashlock just kind of turned and threw that bubble screen out there without looking. That should have been a pick six. The Saints just dropped that one.
So on fourth down, Coach Bates does send out the punting team. Ball is at the 47-yard line still. Number 78, Joseph Jolin, will be the punter on the play. Number 7 for the Saints, Logan Collier, who had a punt return touchdown a few moments ago, is back deep to receive. It's a high, long kick. Not a lot of coverage down there. He cleanly fields to the 20-yard line, now the 25, up to the 30. He's out to the 34-yard line where he's tackled by a host of Bulldogs, including Wyatt Burks, among others. The Saints take over with 6 minutes and 50 seconds remaining. The Dogs trail 21 to nothing. Ball going to be spotted at the Saints' 34-yard line.
Just a shame for that drive. Jacoby comes in. Ashlock gets it to him quick. Picks up a big chunk of yardage. We got momentum. And, again, we go backwards. That got killed. I was just ready for something on that drive. Thought we needed something. We got it. Didn't take advantage of it.
Dogs seem a little uptight. I don't know if I'd use the word nervous, but I hope they settle in here. Mount Juliet does take over. 2 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Heilig, the lone running back. Ball's given to him. He's going to make his own room as he goes through one defender. He's at the 40, the 45, the 50. Crosses over. Ball's going to be spotted at the Bulldog 49-yard line as Heilig crosses midfield on first down to pick up another first down.
I haven't seen many running backs that glide through the line of scrimmage and make moves like that at this level.
He's a junior, going to be around next year. I'm sure we've signed a 2-year contract with the Saints. We'll be seeing him next year, so this won't be the last time that we see Heilig. He's here on first down at the 48-yard line on the Clay County end of the field. The Saints are going to be snapping first down. Heilig, once again, the lone running back. 2 wideouts to the right, 2 tights to the left. Ball is given to Heilig around left side. Wyatt Burks is there. He comes up to make the tackle and is able to hang on with the help from Dylan Maxfield. So Heilig contained that time by the Bulldogs, fortunately, to set up 2nd and 5. Is the ball is now spotted at the 42-yard line.
See, that's the thing. We think it's a good play. We think we got him contained. He picks up 6 yards.
It was 6. I called it 5. Ball spotted at the 42-yard line. A pickup of 6 for Heilig. Pittman, also an excellent passer for the Saints. He's already thrown 1 touchdown, but I think they'll be satisfied to continue to feed Heilig. Heilig does get a rest on this play, though, a different running back's in. 1 wide out to the right, 1 to the left, double tight end set. Shotgun formation. Pittman receives the snap. He's looking downfield to pass. It's thrown deep and long for number 7. That's Collier. He had a touchdown pass as he had got passed. Wyatt Burks, if he had caught the ball, but he did drop it. That receiver dropped that football. So 3rd and 4 for the Saints. They had an easy touchdown set up there, but the receiver couldn't hang on.
As you mentioned, they don't really need him with Heilig, but what a throw right there again. I mean, everything he's thrown has been on the money. He's a southpaw, but he can sure sling it. Should have been a touchdown.
3rd down and 4 for the Saints. Ball at the Clay County 42-yard line. Saints are driving from right to left. 1 wide out either side, a tight end either side. Running back behind Pittman in the shotgun. Ball's given off the running back. He's at the 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line as we miss 1 tackle. All the way down now to the 27-yard line. It's a big pickup for that backup running back for the Saints. I'm not sure. Number 3, Braden Cox, a senior for the Saints on the first down carry. Ball now spotted at the 28-yard line.
Halftime can't come quick enough, Daniel. We're going to have to regroup here. They're just having their way with us.
Ball snap, 1st and 10, given to Heilig. He's back in. He's at the 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Darius Heilig. once again. And now the score is 27-0 as the Bulldogs trail here with 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Hayek well on his way to his 250 average.
I think Butch Jones and UT could probably use Hayek as good as he looks tonight, and I don't think we're making him look that good either.
He's a college talent for sure. Don't know who's interested in the young man, but I'm sure somebody is. Extra point, snap, set, kick, good. 28-0, Bulldogs trail. 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
We return here to live football on the Horizon Sports Network. Quickly, we're going to go to producer Rob Edwards for a budget pest control scoreboard.
A few scores of interest here. Livingston Academy 13, Upperman 7, second quarter. Trousdale County 14, Gordonsville 0, second quarter. East Robertson 8, Joe Burns 7, and South Pittsburgh 16, Marion County 0. This has been the Budget Pest Control Scoreboard Update, putting your pest under arrest for over 22 years.
And now the ball is kicked off, another squib kick by Mount Julian. I think they may have recovered again. I'm sorry to tell you folks, but I think the Saints may have recovered the ball. We'll have to wait and see. There was another scrum on this short squib kick.
It don't matter what you saw. They'll tell us.
That's true. That's true. What we saw a few moments ago was not what the officials called. Not saying that they got it wrong. Maybe we need glasses, but certainly not what we saw. Clay County does maintain possession, though. Kind of curious as to why the Saints are kicking the ball deep. They have an excellent place kicker. I'm sure he could put the ball back around the 10-yard line, but I think they like the, that onside approach just to try to go up more points. So Clay County takes over. Ball being spotted at the 38-yard line, 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Ashot goes under center. It's a double wing set. Will Ogletree, the fullback. Ball's faked. Roll out to the right. Ashot hooking the pass. He has a man. It's complete. Hayden Cherry at the 50-yard line. A good hit and tackle by Collier for the Saints, but not after Hayden Cherry and Jake Ashot hooked up for a first down. So ball spotted at midfield. Clay County hoping to get some momentum going here late in this second quarter.
That's more like it from Ashlock.
Right.
Still had some pressure. Lasered that one into Cherry. Let's see if we can do it again.
Sure. Let's drive this thing down there. Ball at midfield. Senior number 72, Joseph Short, comes up preparing to snap the ball. It's another double wing set for Clay County. Emerton split to the right. Jacoby gets the ball in motion from right to left. He's got a lot of room. He's up to the 45 and close to the 40-yard line. I think a pickup of 9 officially as he moves the ball from the 50 to the 41-yard line on the Saints end of the field. Jacoby coming in and creating 2 first downs on the last couple drives for Clay County. So good substitution role that he's playing right now. Second one for Clay County with 4 minutes and 22 seconds remaining. We do trail 28-0. Ashlock going under center. Dakota McGee. No, that's why. Yeah, Emerton to the right. Split out to the right. It's a little counter play given to Markham. He cuts through the middle of the line. He's at the 40, now the 35, all the way down to the 30-yard line. Nice pickup for Markham. Certainly enough for the first down. So the Saints have not substituted anybody, folks. This is still their starting defense. I don't know if they're feeling a little too comfortable with their 4-possession lead or what, but Clay County now coming back and driving the way they did on the opening drive of this game. Clay County, first time they had the football, had a 15-play drive that covered around 65 yards. Saints don't like what they're seeing on the field, so they take time out. We'll take time here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We return here to Ed Suey Field, where Clay County trails 28-9. There's 4 minutes and 1 second remaining here in the second quarter. As they're preparing to come out of timeout, Thomas, Sheriff, a few thoughts on what you've seen so far in this game.
Well, like you said before the break, they put together a good drive early, didn't get any points out of it, but ate up most of the first quarter. And then the big play strike ability by Mount Juliet Christian just put down four in a row. But we're kind of getting it back together here as Markham gets another nice run.
He does. Pickup of around nine for Markham on first down. We have a Saint defender who's down on the field. Hopefully he's okay. Clay County now going to step back, and while that Saint defender's on the ground, that's number 44 for them, Andrew Cottrell. Pickup of nine for Markham, eight for Markham, something like that. Ball being spotted at the 22-yard line. We'll go ahead and go to commercial, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Horizon Sports Network while they give medical attention on the field. This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The injured player for Mount Juliet Christian on the field was number 44, Andrew Cottrell. Gladly, we see him now being helped off the field. Looks to be okay. Certainly, as we mentioned before, a very physical game, and from time to time, players do go down.
It is physical. Hadn't had a whole lot to be excited about besides that clock-eating drive early on. I have to talk about this. It's about all we can talk about for Clay County for a while now. Four plays over 8 yards apiece in a row.
On this drive, last four plays.
Ashlock hit Cherry for 12 yards.
We go for another Ashlock under center. Ball being given to Markham. This time it will not go for eight, however, but it does go enough for first down yardage. As the ball's now going to be spotted at the 19-yard line. The Saints into the field. The Dogs are driving from left to right, and it is first down. Thomas, you want to go back and mention a few of those others?
Well, and then Jacoby comes in, picks up a good 9-yard gain, mark him 11, and then an 8-yarder, and then gets the first down. So we're rolling. We're just behind.
Dogs do trail 28-9, 3 minutes and 23 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Ashok under center, ball being snapped. However, flags fly. I believe a legal procedure, perhaps, or delay of game against Clay County.
Wait for the call. Been pretty clean on our part so far. The only penalty I have us for is Ashlock's intentional grounding.
I'm wrong. It's against the Saints. Going to be first and 5 now for Clay County as that ball's being spotted at the 14-yard line. So Clay County in very good scoring position here. They had a first and goal from the 5 on that long drive to open up the game earlier. Let's see what will happen here. Ashlock goes under center, double wing set, mark him in motion left to right. Ball is faked. I've lost where the ball's at, and I think Ashlock faked to mark him, ended up holding on to the football, and he's going to be brought down for a loss of 2 on the play.
Just good penetration by the Saints. Had a little trickery going on there. Maybe I'm not sure if Ashlock was going to try to throw downfield to Emerton or if he was going to take a quarterback draw up the middle. But the Saint pressure just took care of anything there.
Ball spotted now on the 16-yard line, 2nd and 7. It was a loss of 2 for Ashlock. Ashlock goes under center, double wing step, mark him in motion, from left to right, toss sweep to him into the short side of the field. He's going to get the corner, but it's, like we say, short side of the field. He turned the corner, picked up 2 on the play to get up to the 15-yard line. But going to be 3rd down and around 5 for the Bulldogs. Certainly 4 down. Territory, 2 minutes and 15 seconds remain here in the second quarter as senior Seth Ogletree comes off the sideline. He was getting a rest and being rested there by Matt Jacoby. As you mentioned, Thomas, he brought a good spark into the Bulldog offense, so hopefully we can finish this drive out. Now we're looking at 3rd and a long 6. Ball spotted at the 15. Ashlock goes under center. Seth Ogletree in motion from right to left. Ball's tossed, sweep, fake, and then tried to give off to Will Ogletree, the fullback, and the ball went on the ground. Not a very smooth play in the backfield for Ashlock and Will Ogletree. Not characteristic of anything we've seen this year from the Bulldogs. They've been very smooth with their fakes and the different misdirection they've been using, but tonight they're having a little bit of trouble. So loss of yardage on the play. It's now spotted at the 20-yard line. So 4th and 10 for Clay County with 1:49 remaining in the first half.
It isn't characteristic, but it's killing us tonight. That's twice we've put together a pretty good drive, got down in scoring position, and just kind of blew up. We're moving backwards now.
1.5 left in the second quarter. Ashlock backs up into the shotgun. He's got Ogletree on his hip. Ball fake to Seth Ogletree. Ashlock keeps, goes down the right side, has some room. He's down to the 15-yard line, crosses the 15, and is brought down at the 14-yard line. So a good pickup for Clay County, but it was not enough for the first down. So the Saints will take over with 1:19 left in the second quarter. The Saints do lead Clay County 28-0. That was a nice drive by Clay County, other than 2 good offensive drives tonight for the Dogs. No points on the board to show for it. So, that's not over, though. So, we'll see how the rest of this game goes.
Well, at least something positive before the half.
Certainly so. Hopefully we can stop the Saints now as they do take over. 1:19 remaining. Ball being spotted on their own 14-yard line. Pittman looking to pass. He targets way downfield on the post pattern. Ball's caught, but the man is tackled by Jacoby. Ball going to be spotted at the 36-yard line. First down. That was number 7, Logan Collier, on the return. He's also the guy that had the punt return touchdown earlier. Very good-looking athlete.
Almost as much as Heilick. I'm impressed by Pittman. He's a nice quarterback.
No wasted motion, real concise with his movements, throws the ball well. Impressive team. Trips right now for the Saints. They have 3 wideouts to the right. Heilick's on Pittman's right hip, looking to pass again. They're doing their 2-minute drill. A lot of room for Pittman. He scrambles. Not a lot of pressure from Clay County. Ball's thrown. Going to be broken up by number 7, Seth Ogletree, the senior playing safety. Incomplete pass. The most disconcerting thing about that play was all the time that Pittman had. We prided ourselves defensively on putting pressure on the quarterback in the first 3 games. Not seeing that tonight here out of the Bulldogs.
And as we went into this game, they're not overly huge up front, but they're athletic. They're kind of short and stocky, and they're controlling the line of scrimmage.
They are. For the first time this year that that's happened to us. So here the Saints come again, 44 seconds remaining. Second 10 for them after the incomplete pass. Two tight set, one to each side. Wide out to the right, wide out to the left. Ball snap. Pittman looking to pass. He looks at one side, goes to Heilig in the flat on the other side. He's at the 35, the 40. Breaks a tackle. Breaks another tackle up to the 45-yard line. Several Bulldog defenders. We bragged on the Bulldogs' tackling ability so far this year. Tonight, though, Heilig is making them look not hardly as good defensively, but I know I couldn't lay a hand on him if I was putting a closet with him trying to catch him. So, ball now being spotted on the 46-yard line after Heilig's carry. Timeout is taken on the field. 29 seconds remain here in the first half on the Horizon Sports Network.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network to Bulldog Football. We're thoroughly enjoying bringing you the broadcast tonight. We hope you're enjoying listening to it. However, the Dogs do trail with 29 seconds left here in the first half. The Saints trying to score, run their two-minute drill. Again, they look to pass. Pittman quickly throws the ball on an out route. It is caught. Jacoby on another tackle, though. The Saints will pick up a first down, though, as they move the ball down to the 43-yard line. And Clay County's into the field. The Saints are driving from right to left with 22 seconds remaining here, trying to score and improve their two-minute drill, their quick passing game here against the Dogs.
As we discussed there in the break, they may be trying to get to that running clock in the second half. You can't blame them for that. We're down 28 to nothing, and they're quite impressive. But they got a holding call here, and they're marching backwards.
Ball now spotted at their own 32. Big loss.
That last completion went to that 6'7" wideout they have by the last name of Stonebreaker.
Stonebreaker.
He's an impressive-looking athlete.
He's got a team full of them, do the Saints. And now a no-back set, five wide receivers. Pittman receiving the snap. He scrambles to the right, targets man, throws a good ball. It's caught down at the 47-yard line. So with 11 seconds remaining, they will erase that holding penalty and get back around where this set of downs originally started for them. They're going to have second 9 from their own 46-yard line with 11 seconds remaining. As we mentioned in the pregame show, the Dogs have never lost to the Saints. We've played them 6 times. We're 6-0 against them. However, we've not played them since 2008. They went full-blown Division II private school. They can recruit and give scholarships. We're seeing some of those kids tonight. Ball being snapped. 11 seconds remain. Scrambling Pittman, looking for a man downfield. Not a lot of pressure by the Bulldog front five. Ball's thrown deep downfield. It's going to be caught for a touchdown. With 1 second, well, his time runs out here. Pretty well defended on the play, but the Bulldog defender stopped in his steps, so and allowed that Saint receiver to continue on beyond him. Ended up 2 or 3 yards short of the mark, so big touchdown for the Saints to go up 34-9 here as we wait on the extra point.
Just shows the talent Pittman has. He went back and forth, kept his eyes downfield. Stayed behind the line of scrimmage and threw a laser out there where only his man could go get it, and he did.
Snap, set, kick, and it's good for the Saints. So as time expired in the second quarter, the Bulldogs now trail 35-0. We're going to take a short break here on the Horizon Sports Network, tabulate some information for you, come back and give you an update. So at halftime, Dogs trail 35-9.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro,
Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog Midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Did you know that with gig broadband speeds, that's 1,000 megabits per second, you can download a 2-hour movie in as little as 8 seconds? And what about downloading your top 100 summer playlist? Get your jam on in 3 seconds. Seriously, with gig broadband speeds from Twin Lakes, enjoy your favorite entertainment in just seconds. Sign up or upgrade your broadband package today. Visit one of our 7 local offices or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Not available in all areas.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network. And I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. Cellular dealer.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
We return to Bulldog football live here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're in Mount Juliet, Tennessee tonight, where Clay County is taking on the Mount Juliet Christian Academy Saints. Currently, we trail with a score of 0-35 at halftime. We're going to go now to producer Rob Edwards for some information about the Saints' offense during the first half.
Guys, as limited as Clay County has held its first three opponents to in the first half of the last three games, Mount Juliet Christian has exploded with big plays. Hollick, whose name we've been calling several times, you guys have been calling, have him down for 9 rushes for 147 yards in the first half.
147.
Overall, the 12 rushes for 174 yards the first half for Mount Juliet Christian. 5 of 8 in the air for 156 yards and 2 touchdowns. And here's something that we talked about before the game. We got to keep the big plays. And I'm going to run through these. They've had runs of 16, 17, 28, 31, 35. Pass plays of 20, 21, 25, 35, and 55, resulting in 2 touchdowns. And 3 punt returns. One was only 10 yards, but the other two were 25 and 40-yarder for a touchdown. Big plays. Big plays killed us first half.
Well, that's a huge first half for the Saints. Hopefully we can come out in this second half and do some things. Before we go to Thomas, I do want to quickly mention that this halftime show is being sponsored by the Poplar Grove Body Shop and its owner, Robert Chaffin. We're very pleased. He came on board just this past week, and we recorded some new promos for that. And it's been amazing to see, even that we're 4 weeks into this 10-game season, that we're still picking up sponsors.
folks want to be involved with the Horizon Sports Network, and that's just a thrilling feeling. Certainly a lot of big numbers that Coach Edwards told us about for Pittman and Heinlich and the rest of the Saints. Thomas, what do we have for Clay County?
Well, not much. I'm afraid Coach Edwards stole the show when it comes to stats at halftime. No points. Not what we're used to announcing for Clay County at the half this
season. You want some of that action?
I got a total offensive production tonight of 75 yards at halftime. We've got 22 carries on the ground.
$50 for a $50 gift card.
And Ashlock is 3 for 5.
Just makes wise financial sense.
Rushing wise, Seth Ogletree's being bottled up. I've got him for 4 carries. He's had some negatives. And these are probably, I may have missed a sack or two as far as the negative yardage on our rushing total. So these are being nice, so to speak. But anyway, 0 yards for Seth Ogletree. I mean, we haven't heard that all year. Then you got Will Ogletree. He's been bottled up, too. He's got 2 carries for 4 yards. Jacoby did come in, as you said, the spark. He's got 1 carry for 9 yards.
Yeah.
So he does bring that spark when he comes into the game. But still, our leading rusher, who's basically got the bulk of our carries and our yards, Markham has 10 carries for 44 yards. So he's still pounding away at
4.4 average, still a decent night.
Doing a pretty good job for us. It's just, basically we had 2 drives in this whole first half. They did what we wanted to as far as controlling tempo and eating clock. We just didn't result in points. The first one was our opening drive. We felt good here tonight at the beginning of this game.
We certainly did.
We stopped this high-powered offense, forced the punt, got the ball back, kept the ball for 7 minutes. Basically, the remainder of the first quarter went 15 plays, but was stalled out.
Ended up to first and goal from the 5, I believe.
We were at the 6-yard line. Will Ogletree pounded ahead for a yard, got us at first and goal at the 5-yard line. And we started going back. Had a sack, lost 5 yards. Seth Ogletree got to the corner, lost 6 yards, and went downhill from there. At the time, we were being positive. We thought, hey, that's good. We beat clock, no matter if we get on the board or not. Well, we left too much in the first quarter. There was 3:23 when they took over, and that's when Heilick got rolling. He scored a quick one just like Coach went down the way, and they blew the game open. It's 28-0, and we kind of put it together again in the first half there. We talked about it. Ashlock struggled a little bit early, but he got on target, threw a laser to Cherry, picked up a quick 12 yards. Jacoby picked up a 9-yard gain, his run. Markham banged away with 11 and an 8-yarder. There we are in the red zone, ready to go in.
Threatening.
And then again, we go backwards. So, like
just
you said,
a night of inconsistency on both sides of the ball.
Had
good moments.
It is, and it's not something we've seen yet this season. But now this is a great team. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of football. This team can play with anybody in the Upper Cumberland. Without a doubt.
They have showed that through their first 4 games. As we said, they averaged 45 points a game on the scoreboard through those wins. And there's, without a shadow of a doubt, this is the best team on the 10-game schedule for the Bulldogs. So, Bulldog fans, if you're out there listening, don't be too discouraged regardless of what takes place tonight. We've got a great football team, great coaching staff, and we're going to see that as we finish this one up and get on down the road. This is certainly not over, though.
It's not. And let's go to a break here, and we'll be back with more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action.
I need to.
From tonight.
I ain't got time. Ain't no way.
Located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
We're just going to do this promo.
Remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it,
Call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric and TVA are providing a clear path for you to make your home a 10, its most energy-efficient rating through the new eScore program. eScore allows homeowners to work toward a score of 10 for their home at their own pace while earning rebates on qualified energy efficiency upgrades. For additional information and program details, please visit www.2escore.com or contact your local Tri-County Electric office. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Solana, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network. Little scoreboard update here in the third quarter. Trousdale County 21, Gordonsville 0, East Robertson 8, Joe Burns 7 at halftime, Watertown 14, DeKalb County 7, also at halftime, White House Heritage 14, Macon County 14, tied up at halftime. This last final score here is courtesy of the pride of the Pirates, class of 1969, Mr. Terry Everett. His South Pittsburgh Pirates up 29-6 at the half over the team from Jasper. This budget pest control scoreboard update. Don't wait, exterminate.
Thank you for that, Coach Edwards. I tell you, that I wish we could somehow be in two places at once and see some of that South Pitt Marion County game. Always a classic each year, kind of similar to Alcoa Maryville or Blackman Siegel, some of these big, huge rivalries that take place across the state of Tennessee. We kind of had our own big rivalry back in week one when we laid the Jackson County Blue Devils out with a big knockout punch. That certainly felt good. So those close geographical games are huge things. We are here getting ready for second half of action. Mount Juliet Christian High School, Bulldogs trail 35-0. So as we start the second half, we will see a TWSAA mercy rule running clock until the Dogs are able to score and make less than a 35-point deficit. So running back goes out of bounds, incomplete pass, penalties, things that usually would stop the clock will not take place during this second half. TWSAA decided several years ago that a 35.5 possession deficit was too much for hardly anybody to overcome, and they put that rule in place. So if the second half goes quickly here, that's why it's taking place, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, Daniel, may not be a bad thing to go ahead and get out of here. I would like to see something positive here in the second half by the Bulldogs. Obviously, we're not going to go home with a victory, but if we can move the ball and maybe feel good about what we've done in this second half when we leave, that would be part of a victory anyway.
Well, it would. This, as we mentioned before in the break, Bulldog fans don't need to be too too heavy-hearted about what's going on here tonight. As an onside attempt takes place on the field, I'm not sure why Mount Juliet Christian's doing this. To be honest with you, I think it's a pretty classless act to be up 35-0 at the start of the second half and kicking onsides. I've seen the young man kick extra points. He knocks the thing 40-foot high in there and at least 30 yards past the field goal post, so they can kick deep. They're just choosing not to. However, since we did safely recover, Clay County will take over with good field position at the 39-yard line at their own end of the field. Ashlock and the Dogs are going to be driving from left to right from our vantage point here. There's 11 minutes now remaining. As we said quickly, this half will go unless the Bulldogs are able to change the lead. Already Ashlock milking the time on the clock, waiting for the back judge to give the 5-second signal. Bulldogs trying to get out of here with as little damage as possible. Is on first down, Jared Markham. No, that's not Markham. The number 30, Will Ogletree, is going to be tackled for no gain to set up second and 10.
You know, not a bad move here, really. We do have a pretty big home matchup coming up next Friday night,
a region game
with Monterey.
Huge
so,
game. Winnable game.
We do need to get out of here without injury.
Well, that's the key. Clay County's got some depth. In several positions, they rotate a lot of kids. No one wants to see any of those guys hurt. Currently, nobody is injured for the Dogs. Everybody's back this week, and we want to keep it that way. It's here on 2nd and 10. Ashlock approaches under center, double wing set. Ogletree in motion from right to left. He gets the ball. He's also going to be tackled for no gain or possibly even a loss to set up 3rd and 10. I believe no gain rather than a loss. So run of none for Seth Ogletree. And 3rd and 10 for Clay County is already, we see 9 minutes and 57 seconds left in the third quarter.
Well, we've seen Ogletree get that corner on some teams. He's not on this team. You know, this is the second time tonight and really the first time this season we've seen him be brought down for a loss on a wide play like that.
A lot of speed. There is some size up in the middle of that defensive front for the Saints. The Saints running a 4-4-3 defense. They have 4 down linemen, 4 stand-up linebackers, and 3 defensive backs. It's here on 3rd and 10. The Bulldogs have snapped the ball again. Pass this time, fake to Ogletree, looking down Pepper Hayden. Cherry had him, but a good play by number 11 for the Saints. That's going to be Gavin Forshay. Nice play by Forshay on the play. So 4th and 10 for the Dogs, and Bates is going to send the punt team on Joseph Jolin again to punt the ball away. The dangerous Logan Collier back to return for the Saints already has a 40-yard punt return touchdown earlier in the second quarter. 8 minutes and 48 seconds remain, and the Dogs trail 35-0. Ball snapped. Joseph Jolin with a nice punt, high and long. James Short hustling down the field. Collier will not have a chance to return this ball. Nice job by James Short, the senior, to hustle downfield. Ball's going to be spotted at the 27-yard line. PA announcer says 37. He's incorrect for that. It's the 27. So a beautiful punt by Jovan. A third of this third quarter is already ticked away, basically, with 8 minutes and 22 seconds remain. So the Dogs go 3 and out, but 4 minutes of that continuous clock has already been erased, Thomas.
Yeah, and like I say, if we can just get out of here without getting injury, we'll be in good shape. I can't tell. Looks like we might have a new quarterback in the game from Mount Juliet Christian. They may be trying to get some reserves in the game also.
Penalty against the Saints. Personal foul. I'm not sure he's during the return. So they're going to be backed up even deeper. Ball now spotted at the 14-yard line, so a long field for the Saints here, 86 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. As we said, 8 minutes and 22 seconds remain. Dogs trail 35-0. Looks like starters still in for
the
Saints here.
I was mistaken.
2 wideouts to the right and 1 to the left, a 1 back set. That's still Heilig in. He has around 140 yards on the night already. Ball is being given to him. He's up to the 25, now out to the 30. Contact will be bring him down by Clark Donaldson at the 29-yard line. So a first down for Heilig as he adds to his numbers on the night.
I'd love to see Clay County stiffen up and hold the Saints here. They've not been held under 40 points all year. That'd be a small victory to hold them to less than 40. But the Saints still have starters in. I guess they want to keep those stats up. They have a big region game next week, too. Certainly it would be a negative for them to lose one of their starters at this point. But they continue to play. Hylick now hitting the backfield. Once again, the big, strong guy runs through the first defender. Very few Bulldog defenders have been able to bring down Hylick on first contact tonight. Watched a little film on him through the week and saw that he was a strong running back. And honestly, I felt that Maxfield and Ogletree and Gold, Copeland, Cherry, that our defense would rise to the occasion, and certainly at this point in time, they've given up less to Hylick and the Saints than some other teams have, but that we have given up a whole lot tonight, as now the Saints are ready to snap second and six. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line, 6 minutes and 45 seconds remain. Ball given to Hylick, he's off right side, barrels his way forward, he's brought down at the 35-yard line, so he's going to be short. It's going to be third and short for Hylick and the Saints. Pretty good defense here by the Dawgs.
Well, and as we talked, you got the senior Maxfield still playing hard. You got the freshman Gold in there. He brought Hylick down that time. And I just wonder about the Saints here. What good does this do unless they're trying to get him his 250-yard average?
Well, it is common practice, regardless of score sometimes, to see a team come out the second half, give their starters one possession on both sides of the ball, and then substitute. Still there to no avail, really, other than maybe to tack one more on against the opposition. That's kind of the unspoken rule, though, that I've kind of noticed over the years. Even in a big game like this, when there's a huge deficit, mercy rule game, starters will get one possession. You know, head coach will tell them at halftime, guys, you've got one more time offense, one defense, and we're pulling you out. So hopefully that's what we see here by the Saints, is they now have the ball at the 45-yard line on first and 10. Ball snapped. It's faking to Hylick. Pittman goes to the right looking to pass. He throws the ball incomplete. So second and 10 for the Saints.
Nice play by Donaldson out there.
He's
had a little pep in his step tonight. Made a big stop. You know, it was down the field, but kind of laid a lick on Hylick earlier.
He did. Solo tackle. You know,
yeah.
Very few tackle him alone, and Donaldson did.
Right, and then blew that play up, whatever that was.
Here we are, second and 10 for the Saints from their own 45-yard line. 4 minutes and 58 seconds remain. Dawgs trail 35-0. Hylick gets the ball off left side, and a good defensive stop by Hayden Cherry, accompanied by number 66, Zach Strong, the junior out there playing on the defensive line now. I see number 57, Alex Combs, also Eli Watson. The Dawgs doing some rotating at the defensive line, and now Watson and Combs and Strong will come out, and in come,
you know,
number 65, Cole Pennington.
Some of the best defense we've played tonight. I know the Matt Juliet Christian may be backing off a little bit, but our guys aren't quitting.
And it's still their starters, you know, run the same plays they scored on earlier in the first half. So a nice effort by the Dawg defense. Quick screen to the right. The ball skipped. Receiver picked it up, tried to move forward. If it was a lateral, he could have done that. However, it was a forward pass. So fourth and substantially long for the Saints for one of the few times tonight. The ball is spotted at their 47-yard line, so it's fourth and 7. I don't think that the Saints will punt. We've not seen them there. They may have punted
first
once.
Position.
Yes.
First
Gabe Henson
position.
Dropped back. They tried to draw us off sides two times in a row and ended up punting to us. So the Saints have only punted once tonight. Three wide receivers to the right. Pittman at quarterback. Hylick on his right hip. A tight end to the left. They are going for this fourth down play. A penalty won't give him the yardage, so they snap the ball. He rolls to the right, has three men downfield, targets one, finds him, but it's incomplete. Pretty good pass by Pittman. I don't think the pass was uncatchable, but it did go through the hands of a leaping receiver. So Clay County will take over with good field possession. They're on the Saints side of the field. I believe the ball was – ball's now at the 48-yard line. I thought it was at the 47. I believe they may have cheated us a yard, but – perhaps I'm wrong about that. So Ashlock and company will come in. Still the starter zone for Coach Bates and the Bulldogs. Hopefully they can get a score here. It's 3 minutes now remained in the third quarter. And this mercy rule, this running clock will stop if Clay County can get points. Double Wing said, Ashlock's going to wait to go under center until the back judge tells him it's time. Ogletree in motion from right to left. It's a fake to him. Roll out to the right. Targeting again downfield. This time, number 24, Jared Markham. It's an incomplete pass. Clay County trying to get a little bit of continuity going in their passing game. They struggled a little bit over the last 2 weeks after Ashlock came out and went 6 of 11 for 184 yards, 3 touchdowns against Jackson County in the sophomore's debut of varsity football. Of course, last week conditions were miserable for throwing the ball, trying to build a little continuity tonight. So on 2nd and 10, ball snapped. Ashlock hooking the pass again. Has a man downfield. It is number 21, B.J. Emerton. A nice toss and catch. He makes the pass. It's complete now to the 38-yard line. So Clay County very close to first down yardage. Is actually spotted at a 39. So we're 1 yard short of the first down marker. A minute and 45 seconds remain here in this third quarter. Clock is not stopped except on that big long penalty earlier. The personal foul.
That was a nice throw by Ashlock.
It was. It looked good. I think we may see another Ashlock throw. No, it's a handoff to Ogletree. And Ogletree has a little bit of room this time. He's up to the 35-yard line, fighting forward. Still hasn't went down. He's across the 30. A whole big scrum. There are several Saints and Bulldogs Ogletree have joined in together, pushing and shoving. Almost looks like a game of rugby. If anybody's familiar with the game of rugby, where several teammates will come together in a big huddle and push back and forth. Clay County was the victor of that as they picked up some positive yardage and a first down, pushing Will Ogletree across the 30-yard line down to the 29. So Clay County once again putting together a pretty good drive. This would be their third long drive of the night, but they failed to come up with points. Ashlock once again fakes. He rolls to the right looking to pass. He has number 9, Hayden Jerry downfield, but the ball is intercepted by Collier, I believe. We have a personal foul on the field. Number 67 for the Saints. A little bit of a late hit. And the Saints will have the ball. However, a late hit penalty will be assessed to them, so they'll take over deep in their own territory. Ashlock with his first interception of the year to this point. He had been perfect in terms of turnovers at the quarterback position. He did fumble a quarterback sneak in that Jackson County game, but he had yet to throw an interception. We have seen his first interception of the year. And Thomas, as me and you both know all too well, if you play that position long enough, it's going to happen in time. It's a pretty good pass, just a really nice defensive play by Collier.
It was a good play. He couldn't go much longer with that one. I know I threw plenty.
Yeah, I think officially we announced some all-time stat leaders earlier, and I came up on a list or two, but I think I threw more interceptions than touchdowns probably in my career, and that's I'm not exaggerating. That's the truth. So 45 seconds remain here in the third quarter as the Saints take over. Dogs still trail 35-9. The ball is spotted on the 18-yard line, so the Saints now 82 yards away from the Bulldog end zone. Another quick screen out to the right. It's complete, and he's got a lot of room to run. 25-yard line now to 30. He's going to be tackled on the play by Dylan Maxfield. Maxfield doing a good job from his linebacker position to cover all that ground and get out there. He was assisted by Matt Jacoby, who's playing safety.
They're running
safety.
No huddle here, Daniel. They got a starting quarterback in here running no huddle.
As I said, Thomas, some things going on here. Perhaps they're working on their two-minute drill. I don't think this is the time to do it. You work on that maybe late in the first half, as we saw them do, but not here late in the third quarter. If they were to lose Pittman here as he drops back to pass at quarterback, or even worse for them, Heilig at running back still on the field playing as they lead 35-9, would seriously hurt their season. So the Saints do continue to have possession of the ball, though, as the buzzer sounds, and we end the third quarter here at Ed Suey Field in Mount Juliet. We'll be going to break here on the Horizon Sports Network. The Dogs trail 35-9.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center.
We return with Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. We're set for fourth quarter action as the play is blown in. The clock starts to run. Pittman's still the quarterback. He gets the ball, hands off to a backup tailback. That's number three for the Saints. Braden Cox, a senior. He picks up a few yards on the play, not many. Maybe a pickup of two for Cox on the play. Third down and six for Clay County. Ball now spotted just across the 35-yard line. We won't call it the 36. We'll call it the 35.
Sounds good to me. One thing, again, I know we're getting blown out here, but just to watch Will Ogletree still eating it up. You know, he's still getting into the backfield. Our guys haven't quit, so I like to see that.
Well, the young sophomore certainly is a hard-nosed player. We see a bit of a heavy set now out of the Saints as they bring in an offensive lineman and set him at a fullback position. They run away from his side, though, as Cox gets the handoff again. He's going to be tackled for a loss. Will Ogletree in on the play along with Dalton Gold, also Wesley Huff, and also Cole Pennington. So four Bulldogs all in on the play. Loss of yardage for the Saints. Ball now spotted at the 32-yard line. Nice defensive effort as the Saints still had a lot of their starting offensive line in, all five of them, I believe. The only replacement I saw, they took Darius Heilick off the field, but he trots back out for the punt team now. I guess he's on special teams. It's kind of hard to – you don't always have a backup special team. Sure. You sometimes still use starters for that situation, but the Saints played their starters the entire third quarter, and the Dogs held them. They never did score. I'm very proud of Clay County for that. As we mentioned, the Saints are scoring 40-plus in all of their contests so far, and we're trying to keep them from doing that. Nice high punt off for the Saints, a fair catch called for by Gabe Henson. Does a nice job of fielding it. So Clay County will take over at the 37-yard line. We're going to go to producer Rob Edwards here, and he's going to bring us a lively rendition of the Budget Pest Control Scoreboard.
Few scores of interest coming in. Livingston Academy 19, Upperman 14 in the third quarter. That game's been going back and forth, guys.
Battle.
Monterey 21, Huntland 8 in the fourth quarter. Jackson County 10, Red Bull and Spring 0, third quarter.
We figured that'd be
a tie. We thought so. Macon County 21, White House Heritage 14, also in the third quarter. Scoreboard update brought to you, as always, by Budget Pest Control. Pest control, that's how we roll.
Clay County now taking over possession. Ashok hooking the pass. As receiver, it's Markham downfield. Ashok threw the ball a little bit underneath Markham, and it was incomplete. So on first and 10, the Dogs look to strike. I know Coach Bates would love to see a Bulldog drive go to the end zone for the morale of his team. This game, Thomas, quite honestly, other than pride, this game means absolutely nothing for the Bulldogs in this season. First 3-0 start since 1997. They've already accomplished that. They've beaten Jackson County for the first time in 9 years, beaten Red Bull for the first time in 3 years. And the Dogs have nothing to be ashamed of. They need to get out of here healthy. Try to get one in the end zone for their own personal pride. It's now Ashok. They go empty set. Five wideouts. Three to the right, two to the left. Ashok drops the pass. He better be quick, and he is. Seam route to Will Ogletree. Had the man. Ashok put a lot of zip on that ball. I'm not saying too much, but I think Ogletree was surprised at the velocity that's on that ball. Ashok, a big, strong kid. Seems like I say that every week. He can throw the ball, Thomas.
That was a laser. Ogletree honestly just didn't get his head around quick enough. He had the seam route down the middle. It was a good ball. Had the mustard on it. He had to have quick hands to catch it, but it was on target.
A lot of times you want to deliver that pass before the receiver gets to the safety. Ogletree tried to get too deep before he looked. They stay empty here. Ashok under center looking to pass. We have a seam. It's completed to Markham. He's at the 40, the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10. Pushed out of bounds at the 5-yard line. So a huge pass play for Clay County as Ashok found Markham on a seam route. And we're seeing some of those shades of brilliance that we know Ashok and Markham possess. Ball is spotted at the 5-yard line, first and goal from the 5. 7 minutes and 37 seconds remain here in this fourth quarter. Dogs looking to score for the first time tonight. Certainly would be a great victory to get in the end zone for these young men. Ball being snapped, empty set again, Ashok hooking the throw. And it is caught for a touchdown. Let me get that number. Seth Ogletree. Number, is that 2? That seven, that is Seth Ogletree. Seth with Ogletree, so touchdown. Clay County, touchdown Seth Ogletree. Touchdown Bulldogs. With 7 minutes and 19 seconds remaining here in the fourth quarter, the Dogs are on the board. They now trail 35-6.
Guys, I don't know if you
touchdown pass.
I don't know if you saw that or not, but the ball was intended for Will Ogletree. It went right through his hands, and Seth was right behind him and just picked it out.
We'll take either one of them. I don't care who gets it.
Gabe Henson now set for the extra point. Snap, set, kick, waiting for the signal, and it is good. So Gabe Henson tacks on the extra point to make it 35-7. 7 minutes and 19 seconds remain here in the fourth quarter of this game. We're going to go to a quick break here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. Offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation, Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
We return here to Ed Suey Field, home of the Saints. As the Bulldogs trail 35-7 here with 7 minutes and 17 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. We just saw an onside attempt by Gabe Henson. Pretty good kick, but the Saints receiver was able to safely fall on it, and they now take over at the Saint 48-yard line. So they're 52 yards away from the Bulldog end zone.
Partner, you called it on that last drive. You said the Dogs needed something positive to take home as they take the long bus ride back to Salina. That was it.
It was great. We threw several seam routes. Mount Juliet was giving us open looks there, and Ashlock found Markham for what was a near 60-yard touchdown. A beautiful pass play and run by Markham. Actually, Markham didn't score the touchdown. I apologize. He got down to the 5, and then Ogletree caught the touchdown. And here the Saints on 1st and 10 go through there for a big pickup. Number 21, B.J. Emerson, going to make the tackle on the far sideline. Saints are driving from left to right. Stonebreaker on the reception. Ball being spotted at the Clay County 33-yard line. So a big pickup for the Saints. With the points that were scored by the Dogs on that last drive, the continuous clock has stopped. Supposed to here anyway, but we probably won't argue if it doesn't. 6 minutes and 58 seconds remain. Saints have multiple wideouts, one running back, two tight ends. Ball being snapped. Pittman still playing quarterback, I believe. Ball was thrown, a nice pass, but it falls incomplete.
As intended for Taylor Bates,
the Saints wearing dark jerseys with dark numerals. I do think that is Alex Pittman, the senior, still at quarterback. He's a very, very efficient quarterback, throws the ball very well. The Saints have a good football team, as we mentioned earlier. They're Division II, full-blown private school here in the state of Tennessee. They're able to give scholarships and recruit players, and they've certainly done so over the last several years. Not many years ago, the Saints were known to be a mediocre football team, and now they're a very, very stout team. They're going to go deep, perhaps, in the Division II playoffs. Tackle for loss on the play. This time, Maxfield is... The Saints tried to run the ball on second down after that first down incomplete pass. So Dylan Maxfield with a tackle for loss. Now the ball spotted at the 36-yard line. 3rd and 12 for the Saints. 6 minutes and 23 seconds remain here in this game.
like a freshman Gold coming to the sideline holding the back of his leg like a hamstring injury.
Gold had some sustained injury off the football field earlier this season, had to miss the Jackson County game. Ever since he has rejoined the Dogs, he's been a force. Hate to see him hurt. And now 57 Combs in the backfield puts pressure on Pittman, but Pittman's going to connect with a receiver for a Saints touchdown.
This, you got your starting quarterback in there, and you're throwing a 40-yard touchdown pass, and you're up 35-7.
Well, Thomas, all I know to tell you is that some coaches like to, you know.
Well, you know, we looked at their stats coming in. There's no doubt Hylak's good. There's no doubt the quarterback's good. But you can tell these stats are padded.
Well, they certainly are in this contest. In a game deep in the fourth quarter when normally we'd be seeing reserves in the game, most coaches wouldn't risk their starting players. But it's happening here for the Saints, and more power to them. I guess all you can say, everything what goes around comes around. And many coaches I've seen have pulled this same maneuver, and within a few years' time, they had it done to them too.
Right.
So we won't worry about the Saints. We'll worry about the Bulldogs. And snap, set, kick, and it is good on the extra point for the Saints. So the Dogs now trail 7-42 with 5 minutes and 57 seconds remaining here at Mount Juliet.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County Football.
My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
We return here on the Horizon Sports Network to Bulldog Football. It's deep in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes and 49 seconds remain. Once again, we have a continuous clock with that last Saints score. And once again, the onside kick. I certainly hope they do not have a place kicker who is capable of kicking the ball further downfield, because they lead 42-7. And the idea that they would remain to kick squib kick onside kicks is very frustrating to me. I try not to be too accusational here as we broadcast on the Horizon Sports Network, but I do not understand that move by the Saints. Anyway, the Bulldogs,
they can get another touchdown if they recovered that.
Perhaps that's the mentality. We're not sure. Dogs do take over. Ball is spotted at the Clay County 44-yard line, so we're going to go with empty set again. Ashok's still in at quarterback. Let's see if we can't hit another seam pass. Getting a little shootout with them here at the end. 5 minutes remain. Dogs do trail 7-42. Five possession game at this point. Seam pass is thrown and underthrown to Markham. Markham's wide open. He's getting past the first line of defense, perhaps the outside linebacker, and before he gets to the safety, there's a window there that he's open, but Ashlock, sir, he missed him right there.
Well, he never got his feet set. He was kind of retreating the whole time. Again, his four start, you got to learn to get back there quick, get those feet under and get set up and deliver that ball. We've seen him do it, but I believe he's doing it all with his arm, Daniel. He needs to get his feet set and step into those throws.
Body mechanics are huge. The lack of follow through certainly will not get a pass where it needs to be in time, and I wonder if Ashlock's broken pinky toe is still affecting his throwing motion. Once again, ball snap, second and 10. We have a receiver. It's Will Ogletree. Catches it. Going to be tackled at the 50-yard line. Nice little pickup for Ogletree and the Bulldogs. Ball now going to be spotted actually across midfield at the 49-yard line of the Saints. Not enough for first down yardage, but it will set up a 3rd and 4 for Clay County.
3rd down and about 4 yards to go.
I know there's not much going on here in this game, but I still like to see that Ogletree lean right there. He's punished that guy.
That's true. That is very true. Empty set again, 5 wideouts. Ashok throwing the seam route. Once again, complete to Ogletree. He's down to the 35-30. 25-yard line and pushes forward with that Ogletree lean, as you mentioned, Thomas, to be spotted at the 24-yard line. So same play to the other side for Ashlock and company. Jake looking very good throwing the football here. Certainly didn't have any issues following through with that pass. And the Bulldogs are driving. 3 minutes and 11 seconds remain. We do trail 7-42 here in Mount Juliet. Ashlock and the Dogs stay in an empty set. We have three wideouts to the right, two to the left. Ball snap, shotgun formation, pressure, but Ashlock uses his speed and evades, throws the ball downfield, and it's incomplete. I'm not sure if he spotted the receiver in the end zone. We did have a man that had slipped behind all defenders. That's number two, White Burks. Ashlock was having to evade pressure. I don't think he saw how wide open Burks was. That would have been an easy score. But Jake doing a good job there of dodging the rush. 2 minutes and 33 seconds remain now as the clock continues to tick. Even with that incomplete pass, we have the mercy rule in effect, a continuous clock because of the 35-point deficit that the Bulldogs have.
You know, when we first started this first half, we were running clock, waiting to start. And I think Bates has seen what they've done, and he's just bringing it back at them.
Very much so, Thomas. Another seam pass attempted, targeting Markham on that play. Is number 57, Alex Combs, the left guard, a junior, shaking up on the play for the Bulldogs. We have now a minute and 57 seconds remaining. That pass was incomplete. Third and 10 for Clay County. Ashlock brings the play in. I'm satisfied the Dogs will stay in this five-wide empty set. Trying to strike one more time before time runs out here at Edsewee Field. Minute and 35 seconds remain. Three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Ball snapped. Ashlock, quick pass, little seam route to the inside receiver. At Seth Ogletree, he's to the 10.
Get in there.
Five, fighting hard. Seth Ogletree, touchdown. Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs. So, a minute and 20 seconds remain here, but Clay County now brings us a new score of 13 points for them, 42 for the Saints. As Hensel will be going back on field to attempt the extra point, or Coach Bates may decide to go for two here. We'll wait and see. It looks like we are going for two. Ashlock has his team in the huddle. We stay in the empty set. Again, three wide receivers to the left, two to the right. Ashlock receives the snap, quick release, has a man, it's Markham, catches the ball in the end zone, so the two-point conversion is good. So a new score now, 15 for Clay County. The points have not yet went on to the board here at the stadium in Mount Juliet, but the Saints have 42, so nice signs of life for Clay County here on these remaining drives, and the new score is 42-15 here on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to go to a quick break.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's U.S. Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go, so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless and sign up today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
We're back on the Horizon Sports Network. Gabe Henson is preparing to kick off for perhaps the final time in this contest tonight. New score of 15 for Clay County, 42 for Mountain Juliet Christian.
You know, Daniel, that was a nice seeing Ashlock do that. I apologize to our listeners for getting a little excited about that play, but the way I feel, you know, the emotions you have sitting here watching what Mount Julian Christian is doing, trying to tack them on late, it felt good to see us get in the end zone and kind of beat them at their own game and late in this game.
I agree, Thomas. I certainly do agree. Sportsmanship is a huge part of this game, and perhaps we're wrong, but we felt that a little bit unsportsmanlike of the Saints on the last couple of possessions they had, trying to go for the juggler, so to speak, at a time when they already had business taken care of.
Yeah, and like I say, we came out in the second half and kind of succumbed to them. You know, when Ashlock comes out on the first drive and looks at the back judge to make sure he's running all the clock out just to try to get out of here. And, again, they're in shotgun. They do hand it off this time.
hand out to the senior Cox, but he has a lot of room off the left side as the penalty flag flies.
On the carry. Flag on the play.
1 minute and 10 seconds remain here in this game.
Dylan Maxfield on the stop.
Kind of confused as to why Mount Juliet Christian perhaps didn't just take a knee and with the continuous clock went ahead and run this thing out. But they do have a penalty. I see their starting offensive line along with their starting quarterback still in the game. The only man that I see removed from the field is Darius Heilig, that junior running back who's had a huge night again here tonight against Clay County. They have several players on the opposing sideline. Perhaps coach just wanted to finish it out with his starters. Two wideouts to the left, one to the right, single back set. Mount Juliet Christian's made use of several tight ends tonight. A lot of their sets, as this one includes, has multiple tight ends. Ball being snapped, shotgun formation, giving off to Cox around the right side. There's pressure there by Donaldson and Cherry, though, and they will stop Cox. As the clock now ticks to 40 seconds remaining in this game, that may be the last play of this contest. Certainly.
Again, Donaldson coming up. Our guys aren't quitting. He's coming up from his safety position corner position, which he's done all night. I see Goad back in there. Well, that's a good sign. And Ogletree and Maxfield, and they're still bringing it.
They are. We've got a great defense, great offense, great coaching staff. Dogs are going to be fine. Just need to get through this and finish up these last few seconds. Is no more plays will be run in this game. 5 seconds remain, and it's ticking down. They prepare to shake hands up. So your final score here on the Horizon Sports Network for this game is Mount Juliet Christian, Academy Saints 42, Clay County Bulldogs 15. You are listening to Bulldog Football Live on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to play a few ads here, tabulate some scores, come back, give you that, do another budget pest control scoreboard update. So stay with us here through the break.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Fishing and boating at Delhalla Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Delhalla Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
This is Daniel Strong, the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, and I want to tell you about AC Wireless's US Cellular MiFi hotspot. This small device powers our live stream broadcast of Bulldog football wherever we go.
so I know it can give you all the high-speed Wi-Fi internet service you could possibly want. Go to AC Wireless in Salina today. Give them a call at 931-243-4545 or look them up on Facebook for all their latest smartphone deals and events. AC Wireless, your local U.S. cellular dealer.
Whether you've been hurt in the game, just had surgery, or need wound care treatment, Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center is here to help you get back to what you enjoy. The therapists at Cumberland River Outpatient Rehabilitation Center are committed to providing clinically superior, cost-effective therapy services for our community. No matter what age you are, we will get you back in the game. We are located at 100 Old Jefferson Street, Salina, Tennessee. Call 931-243-5250 for more information today. Getting you back in the game.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility, has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their heart. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com. Good luck, Bulldogs, in your upcoming season from Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center.
Besides offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years, Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland have been proud supporters of Clay County Athletics for decades. Not only have they offered area residents options when looking for a place to live with their Riverside and Cherry Tree apartment complexes, they've always shown their Bulldog pride. The owners and employees of Westmoreland Management are proud to sponsor Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldogs football this season. They encourage you to get behind the CCHS team and fill the stands at every game. Go Dogs!
We return here for the final time tonight on the Horizon Sports Network. We've just come to the conclusion of the fourth game of the year. The Dogs now 3-1 on the season, just suffered their first loss to the Mount Juliet Christian Academy Saints. The Saints, a very potent team and playing out of Division II. The Bulldogs, though, very, very proud of their efforts tonight. They did fall 42-15 to the Saints, but the Bulldogs never quit. We saw some signs of life in the second half, and out of Coach Bates as well, that made us happy to be Bulldog fans, and we'll be there ready next week for that huge region matchup against Monterey at John Teeples Field back in Salina. At this time, I believe some stats have been tabulated by Coach Edwards and Thomas here. We'll start off with Coach and let him tell us a little bit about what the Saints did, particularly in the second half tonight, and, or at least a few totals for tonight's game.
Yeah, thanks, Daniel. It was a big night for the Saints offense. We did a better job there in the second half for sure, but they still put up some big numbers. Big number five guys, and Hylick, is that his name? Yeah, it slipped me for a minute there. I had him for 19 carries, 171 yards, and big night for the quarterback Pittman. 10 of 17, 240 yards. Three passing touchdowns, and then he punched one in down there from the 1 yard line. So, a lot of big plays tonight by the Saints. Bulldog defense showed a lot of heart there in the second half, never gave up, even though they were still playing against the first string offense for the most part there the entire second half.
Coach and, Pittman's, how many touchdown passes he throw in the second half? I hate to put you on the spot.
They lost track multiple.
Two. He had two late, the first, two the second.
They had Hylick in there in the second half in the running clock, kind of padding those stats.
So, Saints certainly chose to play starters longer, at least two possessions longer than typical teams would.
Right. But we'll get past that. No doubt an impressive team, a formidable opponent for any team in the Upper Cumberland.
We'll see this year.
I agree, Daniel. That's the best team we'll see. We're going to face Gordonsville. We've got Monterey coming up. Joe Burns is supposed to be in that top four in our region. I don't think we'll see talent like that.
No, certainly all programs that you just mentioned, that year in and year out, very well coached, great tradition, great kids there. Not knocking any of those programs,
But being a Division II school with the ability to recruit and give scholarships, have players from multiple counties come into to this school here, so many advantages that they hold over public schools. This game originally not intended to have been on the 2017 schedule. We were supposed to play Clinton County, Kentucky, and had it scheduled in for this very game tonight. However, as Coach Edwards mentioned earlier, Clinton County is playing Pickett County tonight. Clinton County bailed on us. It was either play nine games or pick this game up. I'm glad we made the trip tonight rather than sitting at the house. It was good for the Dogs to see a quality team.
It was, Daniel. They saw that. They saw a quality defense, too. We talked about the offense, but defensively, Mount Juliet Christian was also impressive. They held us to a total of 67 rushing yards for the game. Only had limited carries in the second half, but had 25 carries for the game, 67 rushing yards. Jared Markham, again, leading the way. He's kind of been our rock this season. He was our leading rusher with 44 yards on the 10 carries. Didn't have a carry in the second half.
We threw the ball.
We did throw the ball. We went into that empty set, that five wide. Kind of padded our quarterback stats a little bit down the road. You know, Coach Bates kind of saw what they were doing. He opened up the offense. We tacked two on the board.
As we said, probably important for some continuity because we had not thrown a lot or very successfully since week one.
Right. Well, Ashlock ended up 10 for 18. Not bad. 10 for 18 for 155 yards and the two touchdowns. The one to Seth Ogletree, a five-yarder after the long 60-yard seam route. Markham had a lot of yards after the catch on that one, but it was a big play. That seam was open, as you mentioned. Markham took it down to the five-yard line. And then the carom play. I think he was throwing it to Will Ogletree.
He was.
Kind of a double slant. It went through Will's hands right into
Seth. Had the touchdown, but let his cousin have it.
Right. So, and then later on, tacked another one on, a 25-yard touchdown pass to Seth Ogletree. And then Markham threw a little stop route, a little out stop route here for the two-point conversion. Gave us our 15 points with those touchdowns. Again, the final 42-15, Daniel.
Certainly not the night that we anticipated and expected when we made the trip to Mount Juliet. We were glad we were able to broadcast here on the Horizon Sports Network, though. I'm going to go ahead and talk just a little bit about next week's game while producer Rob Edwards is trying to prepare for one final budget pest control scoreboard update. We will have Monterey, I believe,
big
home.
Game.
It's a huge game. Now, Monterey, we don't possess, they don't possess, I should say, as long a winning streak over us as Jackson County did. However, wins against Monterey have been few and far between. We beat them in 2009, played them very closely over the next few years, beat them again in 2014, I know. So not a huge drought against the Wildcats from the Monterey Mountain up there, but certainly, you know, somebody once upon a time that we almost took for granted at one time. Almost talked about Monterey's program the way that Red Bowens was once talked about, and that just shows us that all things cycle around, because quite honestly, we've been in those shoes for several years now, and quite fortunate to try to gradually be coming out of that. The Dogs with a great start, 3-1. I think we're ready for Monterey and a return to region action against a public school that's on even footing with us.
Right. Well, I think you put this behind you.
Yeah.
You know, if nothing else, you come out of here with a little chip on your shoulder after the way things ended up. You know, like we said, the guys didn't quit. Big game next week against Monterey. Kind of like the Red Bull and deal. We try to get it back the way it used to be.
Right.
I think we got a shot. I can't tell me that score again, Coach, of Monterey. I heard they were
Monterey is up 21-8 in the fourth quarter. That game's probably getting close to a final.
We're riding high off a win. Homecoming win for them tonight.
It puts them at 2-2. Puts them at 2-2 coming in next week, and
you're 3-1. Both teams feeling they can probably beat them.
You know, guys, a loss is not the worst thing can happen to you, especially when you're riding high. Sometimes you need to come back down to earth a little bit, get back to work.
go back to the drawing board and work on some things.
I remember you riding on maybe a 18-0 streak one time or something around Christmas, maybe. I'm not sure, but kind of coming into school after the first loss of the season and said, man, I'm glad that's out of the way. Now we can start playing.
It is. It takes a lot of pressure off the coaches. Takes a lot of pressure off the kids, you know, because everybody's been talking about it. You know, 3-0, big headline in the paper, 3-0, baby.
Yeah.
You know, you know, Thomas is known for putting pressure on us coaches. He doesn't bother him at all.
Coach, take us through one final scoreboard update.
Well, guys, most of the results that I have here are from East Tennessee. A couple rivalry games that we've already talked about. South Pittsburgh 49, Marion County 18 in the fourth quarter, man. Thomas, your friend Everett is really enjoying this, I'm sure.
He's riding high. He may be running down the streets or who knows, whatever.
Another big rivalry out of East Tennessee, Maryville 28, Alcoa 24. That's also in the fourth quarter. I would think that's close to being over.
That blows my mind. I hate to interrupt. Maryville, you know, 6-18. Alcoa 3-18. And Alcoa fools around and beats them, you know, pretty regular. Head coach Gary Rankin up there at Alcoa, the Tornadoes. Mind-blowing that those two schools are 4 to 5 miles apart, very similar to South Pitt and Marion County. Just an amazing rivalry.
Yeah. My good friend Sean Basler at Coalfields, athletic director, they're ranked number 7 in the state in single A, and they win tonight 53-7 over Sunbright. I believe they're still undefeated.
You know, when I talked to Everett, as we call him, Terry Everett from down there in South Pittsburgh, he mentions Coalfield. They mention a few of these powerhouse single A schools. So Coalfield's having
good football tradition there at Coalfield. Cookeville 49, White County 0, another rivalry game. That's a shutout. That's really all the finals we have tonight, guys. That'll wrap up the final budget pest control scoreboard of the night. Budget pest control, if it's not paying rent, we'll get rid of it.
I like that. A good slogan for budget pest control and for everybody as far as that goes. So for the final time tonight here at Ed Suey Field, Mountain Juliet, Tennessee, we did have a final score of 42 for the Mountain Juliet Christian Academy Saints and 15 for the Clay County Bulldogs. The Dogs are now 3-1 on the year. We'll be playing Monterey at home at John Teeples Field next Friday night. And if you can't make it out, we'd love for you to tune in on the Horizon Sports Network. We're going to be signing off here. So one more time, 42-15. The Dogs drop their first game of the season tonight. Good night, everybody.
County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living in the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs. From Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place, proud supporters of Clay County football.
Back to school season is upon us, so start the school year off right by building the perfect entertainment package for your family, all while saving money. Choose Twin Lakes Broadband, HDTV, quality home phone, and security monitoring, and you've got the perfect package to keep everyone connected, laughing, and safe at night. To learn more or to bundle and save, stop by any of our 7 local offices today or visit us online at twlakes.coop. Key insert number C-0026.
Have you bought a new farm that needs work or just have an area you want cleaned up on your current property? If so, give Tennessee Land Management a call for a bid on clearing that wooded or overgrown area and add value to your farm. offering dozer work, excavating, mulching, and even automatic watering systems and waterline installation. Tennessee Land Management is your local source for all things concerning property improvement. Give owner Mitch Gray a call today, 615-866-8426. Tennessee Land Management is a proud supporter of Clay County Athletics, encouraging you to show your Bulldog pride.